This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
3932 North Main, McGonagall's, Mucky Duck, 2425 Norfolk, McCain's Market, 550 Heights Boulevard, Carter and Cooley Company, 375 West 19th Street, Dry Creek Cafe, 544 Yale Street, Pet Grills Kitchen and Central City Co-op, 412 West Clay, Payway Asian Diner, 1005 Wa Drive, Farago's, 318 Gray. If you are a restaurant owner and would like to donate food to the station during our fund drives, please contact Oseye at 713-526-4000. Your food donations are tax deductible. Thanks to all the volunteers who donated their time to help KPFT Houston.
Don't be afraid of who you are. It doesn't matter if you're straight, gay, bi, black, white. Be free. Free and being me, doing what I please, loving me, being at my ease, finding all my ease, holding me. Free and being me, doing what I please, loving me, being at my ease, finding all my ease. I wanna fly high in the sky like a bird, spread my wings, sun on me, wind and face, when nothing can ever touch me. Wanna fly in the sky like a bird, spread my wings, sun on me, wind and face, when nothing can ever touch me. Free and being me, doing what I please, loving me, being at my ease, finding all my ease, holding me. Free and being me, doing what I please, loving me, being at my ease, finding all my ease. I wanna fly high in the sky like a bird, spread my wings, sun on me, wind and face, when nothing can ever touch me. Wanna fly in the sky like a bird, spread my wings, sun on me, wind and face, when nothing can ever touch me. Free and being me, doing what I please, loving me, being at my ease, finding all my ease, holding me. Free and being me, doing what I please, loving me, being at my ease, finding all my ease, holding me. Being free, loving me, doing me, holding me. Being free, holding me, loving me, doing me, being free. We're gonna break it down for y'all. This is in the club. Take it like this. Break it down. I wanna get down till I touch the ground. I wanna get up till I'm off the floor. I wanna get down till I touch the ground. I wanna get up till I'm off the floor. We wanna get down till we touch the ground. We wanna get up till we off the floor. We wanna get down till we touch the ground. We wanna get up till we scream and shout.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nutjobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Houston, Galveston, and the world. God, I'm tired.
Oh,
I was in a gay pride parade earlier today.
Do not give me a line like that. You are really tired, yes.
You should have seen the pride parade I was in today.
Yes.
Yeah. Walking from the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion to the green parking lot. I'm thinking pride parade. Someone behind me starts mooing because they thought it was a cattle drive.
As the concert let out late.
Not only 5 minutes or so.
Oh, God.
It was supposed to go till 10:40.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you didn't hear the announce?
No.
The little voice on the that was out in the outside area. Please remember, no weapons of mass destruction or guns or knives. This Cynthia Woods Mitchell. I was asked that when they searched my towel.
You're kidding.
Yeah, she asked about any of that stuff. I said, nah, maybe later. By the way, my name is Chris Harrison, and I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one.
Yes, we both were up at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion for the True Colors concert.
God, it was fabulous.
Jimmy sat down in the seats.
Thank you, Legacy.
Where there was no air circulating, probably.
No, they had huge ceiling fans.
Yeah, I noticed those. I've got a rant on that later. Mm. I was up in the
on the hill. Lawn, yes.
God, that my 415-pound ass was not made to go climbing that hill. I got lost. I couldn't find my group.
Oh, no.
Fortunately, someone saw me who was with earlier and pulled me aside after walking past them the fourth time. They go, you're sitting with Rose. And I go, yeah, next section over. I counted too many speakers coming up. Because it was dark up there.
I want to thank some very, very nice lesbians at Cynthia Woods who work there. It seems as though Dennis and I went in early. We got there early. And we went in early because we wanted to see where our seats were.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we saw the, you know, the lesbians at our entrance.
Section masters.
Yes. And they showed us where the seats were and said, okay, hold on to your ticket.
And
I promptly lost my ticket. I lost my ticket. And I was having a moment. I was having a moment, yes. So, Dennis said, well, let's just go up to, you know, the lawn. And I didn't, you know, Dennis got these seats for us, and, you know, we're wearing the T-shirts, and it's fabulous T-shirts. Mm-hmm. You know, they have all the gay pride colors on them. What do you know? What?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I was counting. It's yes. It's late. It's been
well,
a long day.
Well, there's six, yes.
You know, there's chest pains involved right now, so, yeah.
So, just as a lark, he and I went back and talked to, you know, hey, do you remember us? And they did, because we came in early to check for our seats, and we're wearing Legacy shirts, which are very distinctive.
Yes.
So she said, yeah, I remember you. And so she got a supervisor over, and another wonderful lesbian woman, and she gave me a little write-up ticket so I could get to my seat.
Well, my compliments also to the HR department at Cynthia Woods, because they had a lot of cute boys there.
Ooh.
Yeah, I made a comment about one, and Rose looked at me, turned around, and she goes, but he's 12.
Yeah. Yeah, and?
I just looked at her, gave her my standard line, and made my inner priest go, hallelujah.
Yeah, uh-huh. No, they were of age. They were of age.
Yeah, they had to be. I mean, which made me feel so much older.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the one kids that were over there holding up the Bud Light bottles.
But they were. There was a great, just a great concert.
And I have to say this. You know, I've kidded about Cyndi Lauper because I'm old enough and remember the stuff of the Goonies.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the rock and wrestling connection.
Oh.
When she became a wrestling manager for a while.
Okay.
After tonight, I have a tremendous respect for
Absolutely.
Her. Absolutely. Because she's not just a singer. She's not a glorified karaoke artist.
No.
She's not a lip syncer. She was up there, and she was a performer. She was an artist. I mean, she made a mistake the one time. She goes, I screwed up. It's the heat. I can't help it. Came back to it later. They started a song, and she goes, I don't think this is in the right key. Tried it out for a little bit. Goes, this isn't the right key. Stop, stop, stop. Got it in the right key. Started over again. They couldn't get the sound to work on the instrument she was playing, so she performed time after time like a hunchback, so that her microphone could catch her and the, I don't know if it was a string, if it was a steel guitar or a, I forget the other instrument it looks like that. Where you push the
Zephyr.
Zephyr, where you push the buttons.
Yes.
She played half the song hunched over so that she could get the best performance. That she could at that time. And it was, I mean, it's tremendous respect for someone who could do that for her audience. And it was...
Oh, and remember when, right after, what, during Andy Bell's performance, when she came on to join him?
Oh, that
and they started singing this song, and they were waiting for
the background music to come up,
and it never did. And she said, "Well, the hell with it. We can do this a cappella."
And they finally started to bring up the music. They just shut it down. We're doing good a cappella.
Yeah, and they did it, and it was fabulous.
They hadn't rehearsed the song the way they were taught.
No, said, it was great.
And it was, you know, it's one of those times I wish we could have snuck in the recording device.
I am convinced, and the group I was with is also convinced that there is a roadie who. Is now going to be spending the night in Houston and probably the rest of his days because he just could not. I mean, he couldn't get the volume right. And then,
I mean, she climbed into the sound booth and said, you know, I can't hear myself. So I'm going to come over here to the sound booth and get this thing working.
Yeah. And then the lady with the violin, electric violin, they couldn't get her violin.
They had it working the one time there when she was standing behind the guy.
But
because they couldn't see her in the front, they moved the microphone and killed the microphone.
And then the guitar went out one of the guys.
But for everything they did.
My God.
I mean, it was a lot of technical glitches.
Yeah.
But it went over well.
It sure did.
Yeah. The audience was... I got one beef with the audience. At the end, when they brought out all those balls.
Yes.
The big balloons.
You didn't get any balls?
No. Well, that's part of it, is the fact that those jackasses in the expensive seats up front...
Kept throwing them back on stage.
No. Kept throwing them up to try and hit the ceiling fans and pop the balloons.
Oh, is that what they were doing?
Yeah. It's like, you know, share the pride, bat one or two back, you know, us up in the lawn seats would have loved to see.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Yeah, and I was on the...
You're on the one side of the... All the rich bastards on stage right were trying to throw the balloons up and hit the ceiling fans.
Yeah, we didn't get any.
They didn't get on the left side. Didn't get any in the back. I mean...
Crazy.
Must have been the breeders. I do have to thank one breeder. His name is Eric.
I saw a lot of straight but not narrow folks there.
Apparently...
And Eric? Yeah.
He sitting next to me.
Yes.
Wife and his two daughters were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I guess he figured that, you know, I came to the Cyndi Lauper concert. I'm going to get my wife liquored up, so I'm going to get some. So she turned down one of those margaritas.
Oh.
By the way, if you ever go to the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion, please remember that they believe in AOL inches, because that yard margarita was only about 12 inches.
That's right.
Yeah. Buck an inch.
Either that or penis inches.
Yeah. A bucket? It was in Buckfest, damn things.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell my boss next time he complains about the prices in Astros games. Say, go to the Mitchell Pavilion.
Oh, my God. No kidding. Yeah. $9 for a beer.
Some beers.
Yeah.
It was $9 for a hamburger and fries.
Yeah. $10 for some of the other beers.
But they were sitting next to me, and he brought the margarita for his wife, and she goes, I don't want anything alcoholic. And so he's trying to sit it next to his chair. I said, well, they need to have some little thing you put in the ground here and a little tray that comes out level to keep things flat.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned that, and he thought it was a good idea. I said, my wife doesn't want this. She wants this margarita? I had a straight guy buy me a margarita.
Oh, my. Aww. And you didn't even have to put out.
That would probably be the difference. His wife wouldn't.
You would have.
Hey, $11 drink. He deserves something.
I see. Okay, what have we got on tonight? We've got ICOH is here.
Yay.
Oh, my God, that's what they're here for?
Yes.
I'm so used to ICOH not showing up.
I didn't say that.
I can make that comment.
You can.
I just spent 5 hours with the Empress.
Yes, you did,
yes.
As a matter of fact. And her consort.
Oops. There we go. Now your mic's on.
Testing.
Ah.
Yes. No, I shared the gayest blanket, gayest beach towel I could find at Academy.
You did. It was fabulous.
It came with a carrying case. My God. The woman felt bad selling it to me because she's like,
so
let me see if I can find you a blue one. I said, no, this is fine.
No, this is fine, dear.
I mean, it comes with little straps you can carry, but I'll have to admit, I had to carry it a different way than by the strap because I'm going, this is just too gay even for me. I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't.
I was trying to carry it a little butcher when you saw me. It's like, I couldn't carry it the way it's supposed to because it hang too low. It looked like a big purse.
Yeah, it was great.
That's funny.
Okay, some things going on, and folks, I just didn't get all my stuff in order.
When I move my head, it squeaks. It sounds like a bed going.
Yeah, it does.
It does, actually.
Oh, you can hear
it
on the mic?
It does in here.
Yes, it can.
Anyway, it's time for a real man show to be held this June. Bears, Cowboys, leather, all men. Pack up your jocks, briefs, and whatever, and come to EJ's for the first ever Patriarch of Montrose 2008. If you're interested in being in the show, either to compete or to be noted for past titles, contact me personally. This will not be your humdrum competition. Lots of skin and surprises. This is the Patriarch of Montrose 2008, hosted by Mr. Ken Claude, Daddy of Montrose 1996, Mr. Prime Choice, 1997, Mr. Gulf Coast Drummer, 1997, and Mr. Texas Leather, 1999. This is sure to be a fun show and is a benefit for Legacy Community Health Services. And I'm going to be there because I am one of the judges.
Ooh.
They chose some past Daddies of Montrose, and they chose me, I guess because I
slept with all the past daddies.
I've seen so many men, and they're all together.
That's
and
you can judge.
Yes.
I thought,
would be a good judge for that.
I thought Jimmy was going to say I was a past daddy of Montrose.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
No.
No. I would go like, what?
Please. The women that have been Daddy of Montrose are butcher than him.
I have a lifetime title there. Something else going on next Friday, Mr. Tony's Corner Pocket, 2008, Cubby Christopher Sparkles Boy Prado presents I've Got My Pride, Friday, June 27th, Tony's Corner Pocket at 817 West Dallas, showtime is at 8 p.m., benefiting the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star, Inc., Rain 25, the Rain beneficiary of Legacy Community Health Services, and assist hers.
That'd be 24. Rain 24's beneficiaries.
Rain 24 beneficiaries. You're right. That is an IV. There is an I in there.
You'd think you would know a thing or two about IVs.
Yeah.
He spends so much time in the garden, Ivy.
Thank you.
Oh,
and as we reported last month, come celebrate history with WAMU. Proud to announce the recent expansion of the Pride Houston exhibit that showcased at the Washington Mutual Montrose location at Montrose and Richmond, unlike the picture that they show. Traditionally, it's only held during the festival, but this exhibit, brought to you by several generous members of our community, will be held through the end of June for viewing. So, it started Monday, June the 16th. Oh, thank you, David. Washington Mutual will be opening its doors for a social, and that was on the 16th, especially for prize supporters. And you can go there now and learn a bit about Houston GLBT history, gain a new knowledge on the struggles our community overcame, and create the neighborhood we all share today. Admission, of course, is free. And every Wednesday night, don't forget the Tony's Corner Pocket Divas, featuring Lillian Devereaux, who heads that up, along with three out of the following four: Anne Marie Gill, Selena St. John, Marsha Mink Gill, and Regina Dane. They kind of switch out on weeks. And what do you have over there?
The BRB invites you to come out every Thursday night. No, they don't invite you. It's the Southern Country that invites you.
That's right. It just happens to be at the BRB.
There's blood in my eyes by now, okay? I tell you, that hill was murder. Not even a free margarita would have gotten me back down that one more time. Take two. Southern Country Houston invites you to come out every Thursday night to the BRB for free dance lessons.
Oh, how many frees is that?
Three free.
Free. Four frees. Wow, that's really free.
Yeah. Stanley could even go for that.
Mm-hmm.
Socializing begins at 8 with an open dance, 8:30 line dance instruction, and 9:30 couples dance.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Coming up is the 26th. The line dance is Push, and the couples dance is West Coast Swing.
Oh.
For more information.
There's a dance called Push?
Mm-hmm. Line dance.
Oh, my.
Oh, Push.
I need so many things come to mind.
I thought they said Bush. I'm
sure
sorry.
They do, Jimmy.
Well, you know, those tight jeans, they helps you push a little fat.
I'll bet it does.
Visit SouthernCountryHouston.com for videos and step sheets and more information on becoming a member. That's all you gave me.
Oh. And if you can find anything on the computer, that would be fine. Pride Month is finally here. This comes from the Houston Pride Band. That means our final concert for this season is just around the corner. On June 27th, 2008, the Houston Pride Band will feature Celebrate, 30 Years of Music, Visibility, and Pride. This concert will feature performances by the 30th Anniversary Reunion Band and the 2008 Houston Pride Band. Andy Mills, our conductor emeritus, will join our current artistic director, Jason Stevens, on the podium for a spectacular program filled with memories of the band's history. Please plan to join us at the Zilka Hall at the Hobby Center for the Performing Arts for this very special event. We have arranged to have two complimentary tickets. Isn't that nice?
That's the way to
hoop? Yeah. Wow.
But there's no hills there.
That's cool. There's no hills there. Okay. That's good to know.
Back door pass?
Backstage.
Back. No, those come later.
Oh.
Yes.
It's not that kind of a band.
No, it's not that kind of a band.
Okay, aren't you going to do your normal line for that?
What?
Whatever you always say when you're talking about this group.
What? If you can beat it or blow it, you belong
beat it,
in a band.
Beat it, bang it, blow it, you belong in a band.
There you go.
I guess we all belong in a band.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Oh, of course that page isn't found. That doesn't help me, right?
Of course, our show next week is going to be right after the Pride Parade, and so we invite everyone who is either in the parade or watching the parade to come by and give us your impressions of the parade, because that's what our after parade show is always about.
All of them?
Yep.
Oh.
Well, I know I'll be here.
Oh, God.
What kind of impressions are you looking for? Bird impressions? People impressions?
Impressions of the parade. how you felt about it, what you thought was great.
So
what
if you've
you
got an
sucked.
Did it move you?
So if you want to come in and do an
dance. No movements in the studio, please.
Yeah, we've gotten in trouble for movements.
Yeah.
Speaking of that.
Yes.
Is Sean here?
Oh.
I've got something to show you.
Well, show it to me, Big Daddy. He's going to show me something.
I saw this.
Have I not seen this before?
No.
Oh, well, it's not that.
Oh, did you see this at Dollar General and Tom Ball?
What is that? It's this pink thing. It looks like a pink hammer with a hose coming out
and
of
a ball.
And a ball on the end. What in the hell is that?
Did you find this in Tom Ball?
I found this. It's a dollar store at Tom Ball.
It's not the dollar store. It's a $1.09 store. What in the hell is that? Oh, my God. That is obscene.
I want one.
It's too cute. I love it.
It's the ball lights up and vibrates, and the tube has lights in it, and you twirl it.
Makes a little ratchet sound.
Yes, it makes a ratchet sound, and the ball all of a sudden has several different colors.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, isn't that festive? Is that for me?
I'm going to be getting more of these.
Yes, please.
I think I'm going to be selling them on the prime break.
You can get $5 for those.
Oh, yeah. You
and you're only paying $1.09. It's Tom Ball. They don't have 99-cent stores. It's $1.09.
But when
they can gouge folks up there.
I walk down the one aisle, and when you see it in the package, the way this looks here.
Yes.
And especially since it was in the children's toy section, I had to stop.
I can imagine. Because it looks like some
type of
adult toy.
Yes, it does. It looks like some sort of enema thing.
I'm going.
And it's pink.
And it's pink, so it's okay. This is for a woman to take an enema or some vaginal thing. Or
I was looking for the Chichi LaRue seal of approval.
Yes, I'll bet you were.
I mean, I found lubricant and massage lotions. And a George Bush stress doll at this place.
Oh,
and
my God.
I saw this, and I just thought,
that is fabulous.
I'm getting one now.
I want it.
So next week when we're going down the parade route, Jimmy and I will be twirling our ball around.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
So, as now Jimmy sojourns into the next room.
Hello.
Goodbye.
No, you don't have to say goodbye just because I've moved into the other room so that I can talk more intimately with our guest, Mr. Jim Crawford, otherwise known as
Tippy Belmont Astor Windsor Goldstein, and I'm very pleased
keep
to
going.
Be. And that's all
just
I have to
fill
say.
Fill in the name when you get to that point.
I've been married several times. Okay. You know,
there's something about, I don't know, Pasadena and Cut and Shoot.
Pasadena, Cut and Shoot.
Farmer Shot.
Yeah.
Westheimer, Alabama. Fill in name here.
Yeah.
Oh, look at all this wonderful information.
Yes. You didn't bring with you.
Well, because I have it all up here, because I was given some information prior to our visit.
Were you now?
Go figure.
I see.
As they came through slurs.
Now,
did I just say that?
Now, last night, in a special presentation,
yes,
you were made. You
Duchess.
were
mm-hmm.
made a duchess.
A duchess.
Yes.
Yes, I was made Duchess of the Imperial Court of Houston,
yes.
ICOH.
Yes,
very honored and very flattered, and kind of surprised.
That was an elevation for you, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
What were you before?
Countess.
Okay, so
yes.
A duchess is bigger than
she
a countess.
She can count. Now she's going to duck it off.
I saw her ducking over all night long.
No.
Oh, did you see my waving?
That's why her leg is hurting today.
Did you see me waving?
At the end when you were knocking over the other contestants to take center stage.
Thank you. Hey, it's all for fun. You know,
I suggested you cut the heel off of one of their, because of the way you kept having to bow down there. It's like just if you just cut the heel off of one heel, you'll be constantly just limping, so it'll look like you're...
Exactly. Well, see, the thing is, being a member of this community, I'm very familiar with protocol and etiquette, compared to the other... you know, members that, that we currently have.
And along with you...
Yes.
...is... For the Christopher Prado.
Yes, yes, my partner. Yes,
who is Imperial Prince?
Yes, he's way up there on that list.
Yes, yes.
You know, okay. I only kissed ass for a certain amount of time, and then others continue that to make themselves move way up there. But that's okay. I digress.
Some of us didn't have to.
Good comeback.
So thank you. See,
spoken like a true smartass.
See.
You are also Mr. Tony's Corner Pocket.
I am currently, yes, I am.
The one who is putting on the show next week at Tony's Corner, yes, Pocket, and the week after that, and the week after that. And
actually, yes, for the next 2 weeks, I have a show on Friday,
yes,
for E-Racist, and then the following Sunday,
yeah, we have
4th of July weekend, we have doing one
stuff.
For... That one's for AFH. My goal that Sunday is to raise $1,000 because I want to be able to say that Mr. Turner's Corner Pocket 2008 sent... one child to Camp Hope, which it costs $1,000, so that would be
that.
My goal. Yeah, $1,000 per child, so
wow,
that's the goal that night.
Ooh, good luck. Good
yeah.
luck.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think you'll have a lot of competition like you had for tonight's show.
I can always auction off a set of ears.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Turner's Corner Pocket 2008 just came back from Disney World for 2.5 weeks.
Yes.
He was gone and I was home.
And he's got every enameled pin that they sell on his body as we speak.
On a lanyard.
And the others are...
But what else do I have on my head, Jimmy?
You have the most fabulous, fabulous pink ears, Mickey Mouse ears. And it's they're furry. It's pink fur.
Thank you.
Can you believe it? Not only that, but the ears are detachable and you can buy all kinds of different ones and put on. It's mind-boggling.
It really is. It really is.
And how many pairs did he come back with?
I came home with 6 new pairs of ears. And I showed them all off tonight at my Disney show.
Mm-hmm. 6 new pairs? Does that mean that you had others?
I had one that had blinking lights.
Yes.
And tonight at my show, I changed 6 times so that every single time that I changed, I had a different set of ears on.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I love it.
He changed more than any drag queen that I know of.
Because the show was all about Disney.
Yes, it was a magical night of Disney.
Mm-hmm.
I had all my Disney stuffed animals and I had my scrapbook and my laptop playing all my pictures. And
I love it.
So, yes.
How much did you raise?
We raised $312.
Great. Great, because you had competition with the...
What? Yes, there was a few shows going
yeah,
on, as well as Cyndi Lauper's show tonight.
Yeah.
But I have to say, Cyndi Lauper was at our show.
Was she?
Yes, she was.
Yes, she was.
Yes. Because, she came by.
Our fabulous monarchs from last year, Apollo Emperor 5, Orland Culliver, and Gemini Empress 2, Ginger Vitus, donated a bear
mm-hmm.
that had a fabulous little black shirt on with the word diva in pink.
Mm.
And a pink leather cap that when you pushed her paw, it sang, girls just want to have fun. So Chanel got on the stage and auctioned it off for $50.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was wonderful.
So we had Cyndi Lauper with us.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great. And she did do that song, of course.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm sure she did.
Yes. All of her.
It's one of her signature songs.
Yeah. No, I saw Cyndi Lauper when she opened up for Cher.
Ooh.
And I'm telling you, Cyndi Lauper blew it out of the water.
Yeah.
I mean,
she is really.
She is. I mean, she can.
Incredible performer.
And she can really. I mean, she sings beautifully.
Yes,
she does. Wonderful. Yes, she does. So I had to, you know, throw that because I was very impressed. Right. Very impressed when I saw her.
Listen, I have to ask, Chris, do we have a segment tonight?
I don't know. Segment of what?
Who are we supposed to have tonight?
Today should be Black on Black.
Is he here?
I don't know.
He just came back from a concert that he had to walk up a hill. You want him to think, too?
You know, I'm...
unlike some people, since I got here in the booth, I haven't taken the opportunity or gotten the opportunity to leave the booth.
To go have a smoke, right?
Or yeah. Anything else.
It's 1:40 in the morning. I will probably be escaping from, well, by the time I finish this drink there, I may.
His pretty Lexus is not in the parking lot, so he's not here.
Okay.
Oh. So stretch.
We will do that. Well, I wanted to know.
We'll bring in Carson to do stretching.
A lot to Mr. Crawford.
Yes.
And evidently.
Oh, my God. For the first time in a year, you're concerned on how long the quickie goes.
Imagine
Sweet
that.
Jesus Brown.
There is a God somewhere.
There is a God, and she must be drunk.
And
because
evidently, I can give Mr. Crawford a lot of time.
Well, good, because I would like to say to KPFT...
Do you really want to give the microphone over to Mr. Crawford for that long?
Well, you know, I was going to say...
She rambles.
Yes, she rambles.
I don't ramble. Did I ramble when I was here?
Yeah.
Did I talk on and on and on?
I was drinking that night.
I remember that. I remember that. Yes, exactly. We were having fun that night.
I go out of town and you...
Yeah. We had a great time.
While the cat's away.
Oh, we had a blast.
Hell, the cat's away when the cat's here.
We won't say what was going on here.
Hey, yeah, but whatever went on here,
stay here
because, you know, we were here the following
and
week.
You know, so. I should do that with other people more often because it was right after that you did that fabulous fundraiser for After Hours in KPFT.
Mm-hmm. No, I did that way before. Oh, what was it?
Yeah.
I need to start. You know, I haven't done a benefit show in a long time because you know there's so much going on.
I know it,
and I just can't keep up.
I know.
But I do want to say to the KPFT listeners, because I finally got the letters right, that you know KPFT is listener sponsored. People can join at any time, and all they have to do is go to kpft.org and become a member and donate so that shows like this can continue.
It's very easy to
exactly
remember the call letters of KPFT. Keep playing fag tunes.
There you go. There you
Jimmy,
go.
Did you come up with that?
No, Chris did.
That's see. Because I was reading this little sign here. Anyway,
but you know, I'm shameless. I'll steal anybody's line.
Thank you. Well,
so ICOH. Oh yes, ICOH.
The Imperial Court of Houston. Shall we talk
just
about them?
The Empire. Oh. That would be nice. Since that's
well,
why you're
could
here for the quickie that should have been over 15 minutes ago.
Well, yeah, that's true. You know,
who's keeping track of time?
Exactly. We're here all night, you know, until that Lexus pulls up.
That's
you know,
right.
You people are going to have to deal with us. And if you'd like for us to continue, please call in. But anyway, Jimmy, I would like to share our little calendar with you if I can.
I would.
Oh,
I,
good,
that,
good.
I can think of nothing I'd rather have you do.
Well, you know, ICOH every Wednesday night at EJ's, a fine establishment up here on Westheimer and Ralph, we do a midweek madness show.
Do you now?
And this week, myself and Stephen Bunch from the Cole 45s and also from ICOH, we are sponsoring, or we're not sponsoring, but we are co-emceeing this show, co-hosting this show.
Yes.
Scared.
Yeah, be very because you know him and I can talk, but what we put a little twist on this is that since the money's being raised for Baring Omega Dentistry and Hospice, we came up with the idea for patrons to donate money. That's wonderful, we love it, but also to maybe this time donate toiletries, and juices and water, so that we can take this stuff over there to them because you know. Because medical, I mean, you know, the toiletries for the toothpaste, toothbrushes, with all the patients coming in for the services, you know, they may need that type of stuff. And we also found out that for hospice, bottled water, different types of like juices, apple, orange, and so forth, are very much in need because that will cut their cost as well.
Oh.
So if those who are listening would like to run to Walgreens, Walmart, or whatever store you go to.
Hell, the dollar store.
Exactly.
Kroger's.
Exactly. Yes, Costco, you know, great. Go ahead and buy the stuff and go and, you know.
Just drop it off.
Thank you. Exactly.
Next Wednesday night.
Next Wednesday night at EJ's on Westheimer and Montrose. Because
mm-hmm.
Joe.
No, actually.
2517 Ralph Street.
Oh, there
Ralph
you go.
Ralph and Westheimer.
Yes. Right across from Mark's Restaurant.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And right around the corner from all those little chicken shops.
Excuse me?
And you know where all those young, you know, those young people go shopping, all those young kids?
Oh, those stores. Those are across the street.
Yes. I call them chicken. No, anyway.
The kind of trendy resale.
Trendy. I couldn't think of the word.
Yeah.
I really couldn't, but I'm glad that you were there.
You know, like
there.
Buffalo Exchange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're right around there. So please, listeners, come and help us support a organization like ICOH is trying to help.
You can't stay for the show.
Exactly.
Just come drop some stuff off. Mm-hmm. About what time?
Well, we're hoping that the show starts at 9. No, yeah. But this time, I think with Stephen and I there, we should be able to accommodate that. But, you know, if you can't stay, stop on by.
And just drop some stuff off.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and I spoke with our co-president, you know, the emperor and empress of this wonderful organization.
Mm-hmm.
They also wanted for me to mention that next month, on July the 18th, we're having soiree. Ooh, something high society.
Now, what is soiree?
Soiree is when we get together. It's a state function.
That means like tuxedos. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
For members of the organization.
Exactly. Oh, I guess I'm being corrected.
That would actually be July 11th is the state function. July 18th is a summer soiree.
That's okay. Well, there we go. Yes, the 18th is a summer soiree where ICOH hosts a big gala type thing where we have a show.
Mm-hmm.
We have
winter sparklies that night.
And it's a fun evening where we give back to the community.
Yeah.
And it's a very worthy cause that evening because all the money that we raise there, like we do everywhere else, goes right back to our charities, which is Baring Omega
Dental and Hospice.
Yes. So that's on July the 18th. Mark your calendars. At this time, it's to be announced.
Oh.
So so hopefully the next week or so we can come back and share that information.
I certainly hope so.
Oh, you me too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and then they also told me through, you know,
yes.
Anyway, they told me that on
August... In between refreshing beverages.
Refreshing, that's it, refreshing.
Coca-Cola and coffee.
There you go, that's refreshing. That's,
Well, the brownie he ate was even liquored up.
Oh,
you
know what?
He ate the rest of those brownies at home last night. Trust. They're gone.
Stephen Bunch and I had lunch baggies, and we were back there piling on. I'm not proud, people. I'm, you know, when a big girl wants to eat, she will bring a baggie.
Well,
anyway.
Stephen told me the way he got Rose out of Tony's last night was... Actually, it was Rosie told me. He had a bag of brownies, and he waved it in front of her and led her out.
Yeah, that would do
Those
it.
Those brownies are power.
Did you know something about Stephen Bunch?
Uh-oh. Is it good or bad?
I can't say this on the air. Never mind.
Why not?
It's something that he wears 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be talking about what he lost at the concert.
Lost it?
Just about lost it at the concert tonight.
How could he possibly lose that?
Well, I know he has one.
A PA?
No.
But...
Cock ring.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. Well, we can do it now, then we can talk about it later when he comes here.
Okay.
He came walking up the hill, and so I'm sitting the front of the blanket, he's in the back, and I see him kind of shaking his pant leg a little bit.
What?
And look down, and... out from the...
How can those things fall off?
Like, well, if they're snappables.
Must have found a cold spot. And
Stephen Bunch cannot find a cold spot.
They can also fall off if it happens to be really, really hot and you start sweating really bad. They can get... Your everything can kind of get really
slick.
Well, no, not necessarily slick. Everything kind of just stretches a little, and it just kind of slides off.
But see, the thing is, it's Stephen Bunch, though. I mean, how can that slip off of what he has?
And why does he need to?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
Just to hold it up and to feel good.
Hey, man. I was about ready to call Lowe's and say, you know, someone was shoplifting, but it was.
I know.
Well, those.
Oh, he's just going to rip me to shreds.
He's going to rip all of us.
Because tomorrow morning he'll be listening to this.
Uh huh.
You know,
he's going to call and talk to Chris. Chris brought it up.
Don't answer the phone.
It's him.
I told him we'd have to discuss it when the Colts come on, so.
Oh. Or if you would like to find out before then, why don't you come out to the show on the 25th?
That's right.
And ask him in person.
And ask him in person.
There you go.
Yes, if you're lucky, you'll be wearing a kilt.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, Flex, unfortunately, is wearing jeans, so, you know.
Yes.
If he would have been wearing shorts, you could have lost it.
You could have lost a lot.
And you would have found it for him. Or he would have found a friend to find it for him.
I don't think he can wear shorts.
Yes, he can.
He said he wished
they
he was wearing shorts.
They have to be really long shorts.
No, I've seen him in shorts.
Oh, we've seen him in short shorts.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, really?
Uh-huh. Mm. And that's wrapped around. Why are we there? Sorry, Stephen. They pulled me in.
Well, you know, a mass like that does have a kind of an orbitational gravitational pull in. So,
what else is going on with ICOA?
Besides, who else can we talk about? That's what I would like to know. Who else can we talk about? Chris, you were there last night. Anyway, on July,
so
I had three receptions and three, maybe four vodka cranberries. I'm lucky I found home.
No.
Yeah. It was a fun night.
It was.
Yeah, as soon as the dick dancer showed up, I decided it was time to leave.
But, yeah. No.
Well, that's because none of them were wearing pink, and Jimmy would have stayed.
Lee was there.
Uh-huh. Lee was there. And he was there this evening, too.
He had some cute little pink panties on tonight.
Really?
There was, that guy Lee was there, you know.
He is such a sweetheart.
I swear to God, it looked like a reverse ATM.
I know.
Put it in.
I turn and my face is right in there. I'm going, and Jimmy's just like, boom, boom.
It looked like that one black woman who went over and was tipping Rose at the beginning there, like you're doing a real, like men doing a topless club.
Uh-huh.
Just gonna start throwing money. Jimmy was just, you know, he was shooting threes into the basket. Just, you know.
Jimmy had a good night.
My face was right there, and it was involved with all
Lee
of it.
Lee is a really, really nice guy.
Yeah, he really is.
He's very friendly and very respectful.
Uh huh.
And cute.
Oh, you very
very nice body.
Uh huh.
Just, and he's still trying to pick out one of those dollar bills, I think, because you tucked it deep.
We won't say where. Well, we will.
Probably come out in a couple of days. I'm going to go to the doctor. Doctor, I have something stuck.
And it's your copay.
Oh, that was rough. See, it all was all downhill.
No, I've been going uphill all the evening, so it's time to start going downhill.
Gosh, we're having so much fun.
Now you wouldn't have had this much. Well, anyway.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, if the others came.
No,
make sure you can.
Well, speaking of last night, was the
who else can we talk about?
Well, it was the ICOH candidate application pickup.
Yes, it was for the next emperor and empress.
And
there were four people for empress and four people for emperor who picked up.
Yes, exactly. But we won't say who's not qualified.
Really now?
Okay.
You want to go there?
No, we don't. Because that's up to the candidate review committee.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I'm on it.
I know. That's what I heard this evening.
Yes.
Same. But did you see me up there waving?
I did.
See?
I couldn't see anybody else because you were grandstanding.
I know. I was having fun.
I kept waiting for Sean to just say, get in the back, bitch.
Well, if he stepped one more step forward, he would have fallen right off the front of the stage.
I mean... I'm sorry, but Tony's stage is not that big for that many for those big egos.
Oh,
I'm talking about this one. You know, there was kind of repelling there. There was just.
Well, I know. You know, I don't like to be upstaged.
We did notice.
Okay. And she's not an only child. She has siblings.
Okay, well, back to the calendar.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Are we still working on that?
Yes, we are. Well, we're trying to get there because, you know what? I guess I'll get a lot of emails tomorrow like I usually do.
Probably not as many as Dennis Watson got.
Oh, what happened?
I typed and I deleted. Love you, Dennis.
I didn't see those.
No, I'll bet you didn't. Go on.
Okay. Chris, I guess we're out of the loop. Anyway.
Hey, I am not a member of either court. I do not subscribe to either court.
But you like the gossip though, right?
Hell yeah.
I need a scorecard to figure out this stuff.
Okay, well, back to the calendar.
Oh, yes.
And they wanted me to highlight a few things, but no. Since Alexis isn't outside, on July the 6th, ICRH is bartending and cooking at EJ's from 4 to 8.
Now, what day of the week is that?
That's a Sunday.
Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
And that evening.
Now, that's like. July the 6th, like 2 days after the July the 4th?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wow, yes. Jimmy. Yeah. July 6th usually is 2 days yes. after July 4th.
Wow, he's a whippersnapper.
He can still add.
It's 2 o'clock. Give me a break.
Anyway.
Yes, it's not like we're talking about new math.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
We'll never get through the week of the 6th. Wait, this is okay. Okay. Mr. Tony's Corner Pocket, sitting on my left, is having the show to benefit
AFH.
Is that
Mr. Christopher Prado?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And like he said, it's benefiting AFH, mm-hmm. and his goal is to raise at least $1,000 to send one child to camp. And boys and girls out there in Radio Land, this camp is wonderful.
This is to send a child with AIDS to mm-hmm. a camp for a week,
right,
that has nothing but other children with AIDS. So these kids can just feel normal for mm-hmm. a week, and they don't feel like a freak.
Go horseback riding, swimming, canoeing, finger painting,
swimming,
whatever, just to be
house,
a kid.
Everything the tampon commercials say you can do.
And it is. Actually.
Swimming, but biking, hiking.
This facility is so
with no worries.
Even a wheelchair patient can go swimming.
Right. Yes.
Even a wheelchair patient can go into a treehouse.
Yes.
The way
yes.
they've got it set up.
It's wonderful.
It's just absolutely amazing.
And so we really hope you guys come out and support Christopher Prada, Mr. Tony's Corner Pocket,
mm-hmm.
because this is a worthy cause that almost every organization in Houston at one point in time has done something
yes.
for the camp.
Yes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please.
It's a magnificent facility.
Exactly.
The facility itself is for... all summer long,
right.
there are kids with some sort of debilitating disease mm-hmm. that are up there for a week.
Exactly.
And Camp Hope is the week that's for kids with AIDS.
Mm-hmm. And so, and a lot of us of members in different organizations give up their time to go up there. So please come yeah. on out. And let's see, on July the 11th, we're having an ICOH state function, formal attire.
Oh, drag yeah. out the damn tag.
It's for candidate announcement and
oh.
show at
oh.
EJ's, mm-hmm. hosted by the board. By the board? Oh, man.
Yes,
at 8 p.m. Yeah. yeah. And so is Mr. Tony's Corner Pocket.
Really?
Oh, yes. I mean, he has his hands in everything. See, Jimmy, you went there. I did. See, I was trying to be PC. And the sad thing is,
publicly corrupting.
He's laughing.
PC, publicly corrupting.
Well, okay, that's true. That's true. Yes. So that's a wonderful thing to come and at least see. It's going to be at EJ's, the Pomp and Circumstance,
mm-hmm.
the jewelry, the crowns.
Oh, yes.
You know, that'll all be out.
Fabulous.
And Tippy will just be wearing some off the rack stuff because. Anyway, let me see. Let me scope.
Doesn't Tippy have any bling bling?
No, please. I have that dollar store jewelry. You know,
I don't somebody understand. Named Sparkles keeps stealing it.
Yeah. Thank you, say.
Somehow I keep getting more and more.
And I get zip.
Imagine that.
I have to step in for 1 second.
Yes.
You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude and listener sponsored commercial free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Now broadcasting in high definition radio.
Yes.
That was
whatever that is.
Huh? You spend extra money to get a special radio.
Yeah.
And there's a KPFT, there's a 90.11 and a 90.12.
Mm hmm. So are we number one or are we number two?
We're number one.
As you know, you don't want to be number two.
Number two is where you they have special programming that they play.
Yeah.
Extra like broadcast of Democracy
the podcast
Now.
Thing.
Well, what they also do is whenever they don't have anything scheduled, you can also hear flashpoints on.
I thought HD was like TV where you got this fantastic picture. So how can you have HD radio?
You have it's a higher quality radio.
It's what?
It's higher quality radio.
Oh.
And they can send out more signals on the same stream. Like on Comcast, if you go down to the high definition stations,
yeah.
If you had a high definition TV.
Which I don't.
No.
But I
mean, you still have a turntable at your house.
Yeah.
And use it.
That's because I have all of these record albums, you know, these large vinyl pancake looking things.
Yeah, like a burnt CD that got stretched out.
Yeah, got squished.
Yeah. The broadcast stations here in Houston have two or three stations. So, like, you know, Channel 13's got one that plays, weather 24/7.
Oh,
and
boy.
One you can see all your soaps.
Oh.
Well, that's SoapNet.
Well, no, on 13,
13 they
well.
Also do that? Yeah. Oh, they finally stopped showing stuff about, the Catholic jewels coming to Houston. About time. So, no, there's two stations. If you go to kpft.org, it explains how it works.
Okay.
And like I said, you get Democracy Now!, Flashpoints,
really?
FSRN. And when we don't have anything scheduled for the second channel,
mm-hmm.
It's you get broadcast to the BBC.
Speaking of special scheduling, mm-hmm. Next Saturday night, mm-hmm. from 9 until midnight, there'll be some special GLBT programming on this station.
Wow.
During the parade. For folks who can't make it to the parade, listen to KPFT.
Want me to play a PSA again?
There's some Pacifica. Well,
we played it at the top of the show.
Okay, but that was an hour ago, honey.
Yeah, and some of us have drank since then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's 2 o'clock. Play it for the drugs that are driving
home. Hold on. What the hell is it?
And
the
we
ones
will
that are
not
driving
mention
home.
Any names.
They've all gone home.
Hold on, I gotta figure out what it's called.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Hot okay. One.
Because it's
well, aren't you wearing something fabulously pink next Saturday?
Probably.
We hope so.
I don't have anything special. I don't have anything new, so it's,
Yeah, you do. I just haven't given it to you, remember?
Oh.
You can wear that next Saturday.
I can.
It's pink.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Hot. Mm. Well, there we go.
Or you can wear it for the formal night.
It just seems so strange to say hot one, and then here's Dwayne's voice. Let's play the PSA real quick.
Yeah.
Join KPFT on the night of the Pride Parade, Saturday, June 28th, for special programming all evening. We kick it off at 9 p.m. just after the parade starts with Queer Life, Queer Planet, a three-hour LGBT Pride Month special from Pacifica Radio. We will look at Pride in the U.S. and internationally with stories of queer people in Bolivia, Nigeria, Cuba, and closer to home. We include thoughtful discussions as well as queer music and social satire, and we look at Pride celebrations around the country. And at midnight, KPFT airs Remembering Stonewall, a Pacifica Radio Archives documentary exploring the Stonewall Rebellion, whose anniversary provides the inspiration for these international celebrations. And then stay tuned for After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude from 1 to 4 a.m. Again, KPFT's Pride Programming Marathon starts the night of the parade, Saturday, June 28th at 9 p.m. right here on KPFT Houston.
Why, thank you. Why, thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
That was so hot.
Wasn't it? And the thing of it is,
Something I just absolutely learned from this PSA.
Uh-huh.
Because every year we have a half-hour tape that we play called Remembering Stonewall. It was done about 20 years ago. And the people who put that together interviewed one of the police sergeants who was at the Stonewall, Sylvia Rivera, who threw the first high heel, several lesbians who joined in, other people who were actually there for Stonewall, and like 20 years ago when they were still alive, you know, all of these folks, and still had their memories. And we've been playing it every year for the past 20 years. Now, to come find out, they have an hour version.
Wow.
There's even more interviews. So folks who have heard our half-hour version in the past, stay tuned for this because it's...
You're getting more.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's great.
I'd like to hear the rest of that. That would be wonderful.
Well, you know, even if you're in the parade and you're not listening
the next morning,
tune in to the, go to your computer and go to kpft.org and go to archive and hit after hours and bring it on up.
Well, that's only if we play it during our show again. Mm-hmm. Most likely, if you're going to try and find it next week, the Stonewall thing.
Oh, that's right.
You're going to have to pull up Hot and Bothered.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right.
Because it will that will be preempting Hot and Bothered next week.
Preempting Hot and Bothered. That's right. That's right. Thank you for clearing that up. Because
that's what I'm here for, Jimmy.
I would have never found it my own self.
I am the Visine for you.
You're the Visine of my mind.
Yeah, clearing everything. Yeah,
clearing the red out.
Well,
you know,
pretty big bop.
And he's the Visine for my ass too. Evidently,
I ain't going there.
Most people don't, but anyway.
Oh, no one has it for years.
Well, speaking of the Pride Parade.
Yes.
On the 20th of June, which is a Saturday, ISOH on the 29th, the day after, is called the Morning After Show, hosted by the ISOH board.
As we were dummies.
We were sitting around, and I came up with the suggestion, and Stephen and I...
The day after the parade?
It's at 1 p.m. at EJ's. And I believe it's going to be outside on the patio.
Are you insane?
You'll be there. You know you will.
No, I will not.
Well, come by and have, you know, have...
Like I will not be awake.
It's afternoon.
Uh-huh.
It's at 1 p.m.
I get to sleep about 8 o'clock in the morning.
We'll go kidnap you.
Well, I think...
Just have your underwear on.
Yeah, okay. I remember that night well. Anyway,
keep talking for a while. I need to go bleach mine.
Do you remember that night, Chris?
No. Yeah. No.
But
are you referring to the night that my underwear got sold for charity?
As you pulled your pants down on stage?
He was
making a dollar for charity.
There you go.
Well, you know, I turned around. I was like right in my face. I was like, whoa, what's this all about?
I had underwear on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One day we'll discuss why your face always seems to be at crotch level.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, because I'm always sitting down somewhere, resting.
I think we're going to call you Tippy Rover.
Tippy Rover. There you go. Well, the Morning After Show is those of you who will make it there or who can.
Yeah, this is where?
It's at EJ's at 1 p.m.
On the patio?
I believe the answer is yes.
Yes.
And you can come in your pajamas, have your hair up in curlers, just rolling out of bed because we're there to raise some more money for our charity. That's what we do on a weekend basis, so, you know, that
you
should be...
You don't want to see what I look like when I first roll out of bed.
Okay, I'm gonna.
If I can see Miss Jackie Thorne getting up out of bed,
we love you, Jackie. But you know what? There comes.
I'll be
time.
Right back. I need to go get a bottle of bleach.
You know, I love you, Miss Thorne. I do. But you know, I have to admit, we've had some crazy times with her. If you ever want to travel and have a good time,
she loves to travel.
You have to go with Jackie Thorne.
Really?
I mean, she's a hoot. I mean, she'll make you laugh constantly, because of her antics. But anyway, that's enough about that. Okay, moving right along with ice. Is that Lexus out there yet?
Jeez. No.
Okay. Then we're going to move along to right now, Chanel Cartier on July. Look how we just jump around. July the 27th.
Wow. That's when a whole month away, man.
When she comes back from Camp Hope, she's having her runway show, place and time to be announced. Now, if this is wrong, I'm sorry, but this is what I'm reading off the paper. But the most important thing I want to announce on July the 28th is Tippi Belmont, Astrid Windsor Goldstein's birthday. The 28th
of July. That's not Tippi's birthday. That's Jim Crawford's birthday.
Well, that's me, but, you know.
Tippi has a different birthday.
Okay.
I bet she does.
I have a birthday every day of the week. But Jim Crawford is having his birthday on the 28th. And no, I'm not turning 28. I'm turning 26.
What is the anniversary? Which anniversary of your 29th birthday would this be?
Old. Probably my 10th. Anyway. Well, you know what? We're going to move right along with that. Because, you know, I can ask you. Well, anyway. And something else that we would like to announce.
Yes.
We're going to jump to August now.
Oh, my God.
I know. ICUH is on the move. There's always something to do to raise some money for our community members. Yeah. So
what's going on in August?
Well, August the 7th is a Thursday. It's early voting for the new emperor and empress and DJ.
Okay.
And then...
what was that date again?
August the 7th.
Okay. And what night?
Thursday.
A Thursday.
Okay. Early voting.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Saturday, still in August, on the 9th, when there's general voting. And more information will follow as the time gets closer. I did want to share that anyway. But something else that the Emperor and Empress wanted me to share along with Chanel Cartier is the P&P Ball.
Prince and Princess.
Uh-huh.
And honoring this year's Crown Prince Royale, Dennis Watson, and Crown Princess Royale, Judy Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
And two wonderful, wonderful individuals. It's going to take place at 5 p.m. It's a spectacular event.
What's the date again?
It's going to be August the 16th.
Okay.
And it's going to be at In and Out.
Oh, I was just there last Thursday night.
And I've never been yet, but I heard it's a great establishment.
It's a very, very nice bar. It's a little, it's smallish, but it's very...
It accommodates.
It's a very nice atmosphere. It's a lovely little patio and the deck in the back.
Right, right.
And
I see you found the deck.
I always find the deck with an E.
Well, what's the thing? But you know, Ed Montinger is the owner of EJ's. He's also the owner of In-N-Out. Has graciously offered the facility to us.
Yes.
He's also a board member of ICOH.
Mm-hmm.
So we are very pleased that we have that facility and looking forward to having a really good time.
And that's located at 1537 North Shepherd.
And please come out. And look at the queens and kings all in their crowns and jewels and, you know, evening gowns and tuxes. Just such a wonderful evening.
It is fun.
It really is. It really, really is.
What happens that night, besides honoring the CPRs as well as our current reigning monarchs that are stepping down?
Well, the paper that I have does not say.
That night is also the same night that after all the voting gets, the candidates have been approved and they go through the voting and elections, two different voting dates. That night is also the very same night that the new monarch elects will be announced at the end of the night.
Oh wow, how wonderful. Oh. I forgot all about that. So, and I know that will be held, I mean, a lot of people will show, a lot of the other organizations here in the community will come out, because they usually do, to support, you know, we like to support each other. Sure. And so they come out and help out. Mm-hmm. And that's a wonderful night. And that's also, if I'm not mistaken, that same evening on August the 16th at 1 a.m., mm-hmm. The After Hours with you should be the Monarchs.
Ta-da.
If not, I'll be here. We'll see how that P&P ball goes.
It depends on how many refreshing beverages they have. Yes.
And how many, if there's any brownies.
Yeah. The brownies, yeah. That would be the tipping point. The
those are wonderful, man.
Are they?
Oh,
mm-hmm.
My goodness gracious.
Chris knows he should, what he's doing.
He should, like, do, you know what? We should convince him to do a bake sale for you know, for charity.
Yeah.
Do a bake sale for KPFT.
Yeah.
Kroger's.
Go do a
here.
Bake sale right in front of the Kroger. The straightest Kroger's at somewhere.
I mean,
put the Girl Scouts out of business.
And we can all
good with those brownies.
And we can all dress uh-huh. up in our fine, you know, feminine
Girl Scout uniforms,
outfits. Well,
and, oh, you can make them bisexual brownies.
If you buy them.
You know, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Oh, almond joy. That brings me back some memories. Speaking of nuts.
Mm-hmm. We are, yes.
Yes. I also want to mention, and they it's on August the 24th,
mm-hmm.
a very, very close friend of ICUH and the community. I'm going to go ahead and because... MJ is having, as I read this, is having MJ, who is a female impersonator, mm-hmm. who was out this evening.
MJ Summers.
Yes. She's having her 30th drag year show.
Wow.
30 years as a performer.
She really that old?
Well, she's got that. That's, wow.
She old.
What? How? What?
She was a fabulous co-host with me tonight. She... MJ Summers is the Grand Duchess of ICOH and came out and co-hosted my show with me and is doing a...
She when she started. She does not look
probably
that
two.
Old. Must have been.
Must have been two.
Yeah.
Put on the pumps and said, let's go.
Or shot out of her mom with some stilettos.
That had to hurt.
Anyway, but she's a wonderful, wonderful person, and mm-hmm. everybody should come out. It's going to be at the BRB at 7 p.m., and we should honor her for doing such a
30 years of drag.
That's amazing,
but
isn't
you,
it?
But did you see who was out last night for the ICOH anniversary show?
So many people.
Wendy.
Wendy Chicago.
She was out last night.
Wendy Chicago?
Yes.
Wendy Chicago, yes.
I was so pleased.
She was oldest not dressed, though.
The oldest living drag queen in captation, or what?
In captivity, there we yes. Yeah. Yeah. But she came with a very dear friend of hers.
Oh.
She came as him and was there to have a little light refreshment for the anniversary.
She wanted some orange juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
that special orange juice.
Yes. That and so I was very pleased
she
to
was
see
looking
her.
For a brownie.
But
I think the brownie would have put her lid over the top.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, but you know, but it was so nice to see her out because you know, being an icon, not just in Houston and not in Texas, but in the country.
Oh, really?
Well, because I mean, she's like
she really is the oldest living drag queen.
Uh-huh.
How old is that bitch?
She's like in her 80s.
Really?
She's old.
Because they were going to do
they've done a movie on her.
Yeah, I saw the movie.
Mm-hmm. She's old.
Yeah. But she's still there, you know, supporting. So mm-hmm. out there being seen.
Yeah, she's got a hardcore group of fans.
Yes.
Very hardcore.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
You know, she could fart Star Spangled Banner and they would just, you know, applaud and go wild.
Oh, you would get it. I was going to say something.
She's gonna fart rhinestones and glitter.
Wouldn't that be a great. Anyway. So I believe, Jimmy, as we're sitting here enjoying the levity, we have gone through a few items.
Just a few items.
Just a few, because I want the Emperor and Empress to have something to say the next time that they're here.
There is one more thing that they do want to touch on, and they want everyone to think about it. It's a little bit way early, but it never hurts to mention October the 11th. Is enthronement 7th.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That is when our monarchs finally do get their moment. Step down. and our moniker, like Step Up, and they did say, please mention we, and we're going to remind you for the next couple of months until October. You'll probably say, okay, we don't want to hear about it. But October 11th is when our monarch stepped down at enthronement. And some people call it entombment. We've had entombments, we've had enthronements, we've had good days, we have had bad.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you
just
know,
depends.
It's like a good one.
Yeah, some of them needed those.
But don't you think that the ICUH would be a good soap opera on Logo?
Oh yeah,
wouldn't that be wonderful? Honey.
There's enough drama.
Follow us around.
Now, there's enough drama.
Where is this being held?
At this point in time, we are saying the Crown Plaza.
Oh, the downtown.
And we're going
to... Midtown.
Yes. And
Midtown.
Right.
Midtown.
And if I'm not mistaken, we'll let them come, next time they come, to share more information.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to share things that I'm not, you know, at liberty to share because I'm not quite sure. So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't want to say the wrong thing.
There.
Oh, yeah.
It's been there the last
couple
years.
Oh, yeah, right. And the staff and the management there has been wonderful. Mm-hmm. And they have bent over backwards, some of them, and just to be so helpful to
us. Which ones are those?
Oh, Jimmy, you should come over. I'll let you know.
I didn't realize you had one of those specialty rooms like I have at my events.
What?
Uh-oh.
What?
What was it? Say bend over backwards at the air mattress rooms.
Ooh.
Oh.
Mm.
But when you
wasn't that your room, the hospitality room?
No, I never engaged in hospitality.
Going on the
I helped set them up. I don't didn't partake in it.
But you know,
I'm a good boy.
That's what we hear.
Oh, and you
keeps them coming back.
Exactly. And I really enjoyed seeing you last night, Chris. It's always nice to see you out at events. Mm-hmm. Even though you bring the best baked goods in the world, it's still nice to see you out just being out. Well, ladies and gentlemen of KPFT land, if you want to have a good time, go out with Chris. He'll make you laugh.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those things. It's, you know, I live in Willowbrook,
mm-hmm.
so it's a schlep.
Yeah, true.
You know, I surprised Jimmy that, you know, I stopped off from the Woodlands and went to Willowbrook and got cleaned up and got here and just about beat him, apparently.
Yeah, I had only been here about 5 minutes. I thought you were going to be running late, actually.
And I stopped for a beverage.
Oh.
What was his name?
A refreshing one or just the regular one?
I needed Gatorade.
Oh, that kind.
Oh, okay.
He walked up a hill, remember?
Yeah, that's right. He won't let me forget it.
It's a horrible hill. I went and saw Cher there, and it's a horrible hill.
I was so tempted, you know. I had to keep conscious because I know if I would fall asleep and turn on my side there, I could, you know, wipe out a whole section.
You know. Oh, my God.
There would have went our Empress.
Yeah.
He would have rolled down the hill.
He could have taken out hundreds of folks.
That reminds me of Family Guy. You remember? You know him?
Yeah.
When the baby was lodged up in there. That was hilarious. Did you see the episode?
No, I missed that one.
Well, Jimmy, we are very honored and pleased to
come
here.
Well, thank you for being here. Do we have some music queued up, honey?
Yeah, I do, but I'm looking at something else.
Okay. Oh.
Ow.
You don't like what you've done?
Did it hurt you?
I do. I like the song. You like the song. Everyone likes the song. The people of London love that song.
Is it Horse?
No.
Oh.
Are you Horse?
No. Sounds
like a
no.
Horse.
And why are you talking about Stephen Bunch again?
Oh, see. You know what?
Who mentioned Stephen?
Before we leave this radio station, we want an escort. I want to know who the hell's outside. What?
What do you want a car for? So the escort you're getting into, honey.
Oh, please. I want
even
somebody...
Even that's going to take some lube.
I want somebody to take us out there because of all the people we talked about or could talk about that could be out there,
mm-hmm.
you know.
But yeah, Stephen lives really close.
It's all in fun. It's all in fun. It's all in fun, boys and girls. Don't pick on us. We love you.
That's what the court's all about. You know, after hearing all the rules last night, I looked over. I told it to Jimmy.
Just one to about a million.
Yeah. You know, with all this fantasy play and all these damn rules, I might as well go play Dungeons and Dragons because at least I'll get some geeky kid in the basement.
Ooh. And have less rules.
Yeah.
Call me.
And plus, you know, when you're shaking the die, at least you got the good action going.
Yeah. Call me and let me know.
I'll cast a wizard spell.
You know,
swing your wand.
I'm really going to pay for tonight come the first Saturday of next month. When Steven
is that when Steven's here?
When Steven's here for the Colts.
So that would be the 7th?
The first Saturday.
Oh, the 5th.
The 5th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm... Oh, boy.
Well, now, who else can we talk about that's going to be here? So we can make sure that everybody's happy.
No, that's enough.
No, no.
Trust me.
You know, we do it in jest. We do love these people. We really do, boys and girls. I mean, we do it for fun, and I hope no one took it the wrong way. You know, we just
certainly.
If you did, send an email.
If I thought
if you took it the wrong way, then turn around next time.
Mm-hmm. No.
That one went over Jimmy's head.
I didn't even hear it.
I said, if you took it the wrong way, then you need to turn around.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
See it from a different angle.
So, anyway, we do appreciate this.
You're welcome.
So,
and it's so nice to have ICOH on, finally.
I know. What's that all about? We'll have to have a little conversation about that.
Oh, my God. We had Reese's and ICOH on the same month?
Yeah.
Did they show up too?
Absolutely. Sweet. Bob Skinner, you know, they had a big show. It was last week. And Reese's had a huge show down in Webster.
That's what
in the brand new club.
Uh-huh.
Bob Skinner left the show early, drove back into Houston just to be on After Hours.
See, he's a good guy.
He really is a good guy.
He is a good guy.
Yeah.
You know.
And he was at the concert tonight.
Oh.
He and Phil.
Phil, okay. That's why Anne Marie Gill was hosting this evening.
Must have been.
Yeah, because you know.
Yeah.
And Lee was there, and he asked about you.
What?
He needs to pay his rent, so he wanted to know where the hell you were.
Now, he was short on his doctor's note. He needed about $5 more.
Okay, so hold on.
Yes.
Reese's was here.
Mm-hmm.
ICOH was here.
Mm-hmm.
Gay marriage in California. What's the fourth horseman of the apocalypse? I mean,
surviving gay pride.
I see. That's right.
I'll be on the Tony's Corner Pocket flute. It's going to be fun. I'll be surrounded with bears.
Ooh. And Chris, are you going to be with KPFT?
I hope so. It's the only organization I'm with that has a float in the parade. Because the big man, they're not going to be in a float because afterwards they're shoving a quarter pound of meat between your buns.
Ooh.
Oh, how fun is that?
Ooh.
Oh, y'all have the big man special thing?
They're doing burgers after the pride.
Burger night at the Rip?
Yep.
Oh, my God. On pride night?
That's going to be crazy.
That is going to be crazy.
It was crazy last year. They sold a bunch.
I'll bet they did. Bring lots of meat.
Yeah. Oh, they are planning it. Look at us, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Worst case scenario, we sacrifice a member, you know.
You know, if you want a good hamburger, why wouldn't you get it from a group called the Big
Man's
Club?
That can eat.
Thank you. Exactly. I'm not proud.
These guys know from food.
Exactly. All right. Okay. And then,
it's not as scary as people make it out to believe.
They're a fun group.
Scary?
Do I need to bring you the emails from last year?
No. No, I saw him Thursday night.
And Jim and Stephen will be sitting out on the sidewalk of EJ's in our lawn chairs.
Yeah.
And we're going to have buckets of chicken. Come on by. Come on by. We'll have buckets of chicken.
Not. I believe the Duchess should be on. She's going to be walking with the court.
Oh.
Come by for some chicken. And I mean Kentucky Fried Chicken, Jimmy.
Yes, I know what you mean.
I don't mean that.
Yes.
Okay.
Where are you going to be at, Jimmy?
I'm going to be on the KPFT float.
Swinging his pink ball.
Yes.
he needs two of them.
Can he really... do you still have the energy to swing it?
I can summon it when necessary.
Can you get him going the opposite way?
Not anymore. I lost that ability a few years back.
Yeah, Cialis doesn't offer that.
Yeah, well.
Doesn't make that promise for him.
Yeah. Well, you know, my motto. Since 1966, still only $15.
$14.99.
Now, I will not go down the penny.
Okay, $14.95.
Or 4-1, either.
Depending on who it is.
It must be time for music.
If it's a pink penny, I'm sure you would.
Well, you have a point there.
He'll be down on the ground anyway. Might as well do something. You know. It may screw up his retirement doing it, but you know, hell.
Well, Jim, Christopher, thank you for being here. And Christopher, I'm glad you were here, too, because you had some additional information for ICOH that we would not have known about.
And you can't have my ears.
I crave, although I covet your ears.
I do have some friends in Florida still that can easily make it over to the Magic Kingdom and...
Purchase.
Did you discuss the ears so people know what you're talking about?
Yeah, the Mickey Mouse ears.
The Mickey Mouse ears.
Pink furry.
Pink furry ears. Mickey Mouse ears.
Mm-hmm.
That are detachable.
He's not amused. You didn't get him with that one. Try again.
No, there's... I'm thinking...
Trying to get a visual.
Well, no.
He was trying to think of a snappy comeback.
No, I was just trying to figure out where I can find the song to go perfect when you're talking about detachable...
Penis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, can you say that on there?
Penis?
Penis.
You can say it, you can taste it, you can look at it, just don't touch it. Loudly.
But how can you taste it if you're not touching it?
It's not touching it.
As long as we do this first, the world is good. And that's Jimmy's mic going down. Just like Jimmy.
Well.
All right. Since Jimmy likes to play old songs during Pride Month.
Oh, God.
It can't be too bad.
Oh, Club Verboten. Yes.
This is an old one.
Aren't they all?
Well, let's put it this way.
There's new porn with that same name right now.
I believe that there's... I think the CDs, the songs on this CD collection go in order from oldest to newest.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we're going to play disc one, song one.
Oh, my God. The oldest gay song known to man.
When was it made?
It is Merritt Bruny's and his Friars in Orchestra.
Ooh. Oh.
Vocal by Lou King.
What year?
Oh, it doesn't say.
Hold on a second, Lenny.
Oh, he's going to look this up.
Yeah, because if it's in 1970, and that's considered old, we'll have to smack
it. Oh, no.
I opened the book up, and I see Barbara Streisand before the nose job.
She never had one.
Well, she should have. Oh, look, here's Madonna when she had a career. Let's see. Liza and Judy.
Keep going.
That's a plethora of gay music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Duh.
It's four CDs.
Oh, wow.
Of music from the early 20th century.
No, this is Jimmy's. Where the hell is the stuff about the songs?
I don't know.
Damn history stuff. Oh, here we go.
I don't know.
Recorded March 2nd, 1926.
Okay.
Okay, I feel better.
You remember then?
That's older than Mickey Mouse.
With lyrics saying you can't tell which is which.
It's older than Stanley, actually.
Dear God.
It is?
Yes.
So in other words, the song is going, Ong Ba Goon Da. Uh-oh.
Not by a hell of a lot.
Merlin popped in with not by a hell of a lot.
Well, actually, he's right.
With lyrics saying you can't tell which is which, and with all the gender bending today, this selection is an especially interesting way of musically opening this collection. Back in the 20s, it was underground. Today, it's a daily parade. That's quite a change. Merritt Bruny's and his Friars in Orchestra with Masculine Women, Feminine Men.
Ah, yes, I know this one.
Thank you. feminine men. Which is a rooster, which is a hen? It's hard to tell them apart today. And say, sister is busy learning to shave, brother just now the permanent way. It's hard to tell them apart today. Hey, hey, girls were girls and boys were boys when I was a child. Now we don't know who's who, even what one. Knickers and trousers, baggy and wide, nobody knows who's walking inside. Those masculine women and feminine men.
Never too late to try. What have you done today to make you feel? Excuse me, can I have your attention, please? Hey, kids, tired of getting beat up every day after school. Send it before school in the hall, lunch after school. They wait for you after classes, smash your glasses into 18 pieces. Rub your face in dog feces, spit food in your face in the cafeteria. Fill your milk with ammonia so you're choking, the whole crowd goes into hysteria. In the hall, they whistle at you, throw kisses at you, proposition you, push you into the bathroom and piss on you. In the classroom, they leave thumbtacks at your chair on the seat, trip you, then drag you down the stairs by your feet. Hang you upside down on the fence over by the soccer field, drag you naked from a speeding automobile. And all because you're queer. That's right, queer. You heard the magic word, as if an adult, crumbling and fair. They assure you you're not a pervert, you can be cured. Well, if that doesn't work, they prefer to keep it all blurred. They say you must be questioning, they're confused. While they keep pestering, there's gotta be something to choose. And the pressure gets festering so you can't stand it, you lit a fuse. While they desperately find someone, anyone to accuse. Like it's an abnormality or happened accidentally. Like you can't think intellectually, have the mentality to understand sexuality. Have the capacity or tenacity to think independently. But here's my advice, take it literally.
Just run away to the Hobbitville school and you never have to take another day.
And the fools and the cows and the rules just leave this place and you'll never see the face again.
Just went away to the Hobbitville school and you never have to take another day of the cool
gig. The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, and if you're gonna say them, sue every last one of them. Okay, so you try to go talk to the principal. You know the invisible man, the one that's only doing his job, that says you're the problem with the phone, the slime with this platoon, and the car cop for our brain. On the bottom outside, what's the body of your remains? Make a kebab of your cranium. You tell him you documented every time you were bashed. He looks at the papers, takes the folder, and throws it in the trash. He says it's time for you to go, and why did you come here? But sir, I can't leave now, they'll throw me in the garbage dumpster. He says he's sick of hearing you rag, and if you didn't act like a fag, well then you wouldn't get beat up so much.
You say I'm touched, and thank you very much. I'm sure if I'm surrounded, you'll be there in the clutch, but I don't know if you noticed, but the crowd's getting restless below, and do you mind if I exit through your window? I'll take the fire escape down and run for cover before they just cover me and start chasing.
I can make it to the bus and hide behind the wheel casing.
Just run away to the Hobbitville school and you never have to take another day of the cool gig.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules just leave this place and you'll never see their face again.
Just run away to the Hobbitville school and you never have to take another day of the cool gig.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, and if you're gonna say them, sue every last one of them. So they catch you one day, pin you to the wall, beat you within an inch of your life. Carve the wood faggot into your stomach with a pocket knife. You go to the counselor and show him the gashes. His solution is to put you in special ed classes. So you go to the police, tell them everything that's been happening. You lift up your shirt, show them the scar, they start laughing. They won't make an arrest because it's too much paperwork. You say thanks a lot if you're a safer jerk. So you finally find a teacher who's willing to assist you. Tell the kid's boycott the class that he must be a sissy too. And they transfer you from school to school and all the administrators to talk about his immunity values.
Just run away to the Hobbitville school and you never have to take another day of the cool gig.
To the bugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, just leave this place and you'll never see their face again.
Just run away to the Hobbitville school and you never have to take another day of the cool gig.
To the bugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, and if you're gonna save them, sue every last one of them.
Just run away to the Hobbitville school and you never have to take another day of the cool gig.
To the bugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, just leave this place and you'll never see their face again.
Just run away to the Hobbitville school and you never have to take another day of the cool gig.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, and if you're gonna say that, then sue every last one of them. That's right, sue the teachers, the principals, the administrators, the school district, the police, sue the assistant to the assistant to the assistant to the dean, sue them all, make them pay.
Scot Free, Another Day of Cruelty.
Let me go get them.
Before
out
that was screw them, I'll talk all the time. If they want me to shut up, then they'll get their asses in here.
There you go. Well, I'll be here with you.
Oh, God. Help! Save me!
Oh, here's Merlin and then Wes. Here comes Jimmy. Where's the rest of them?
I didn't even try to.
I did want to mention something I just remembered and some of the stuff that I left at home tonight. That this Monday night is J.D. Doyle's Queer Music Heritage.
Ah.
Yes. That is on the second half of Queer Voices, which is on every Monday night from 8 till 10. So tune in for the entire show, and from 9 to 10 will be J.D. Doyle's Queer Music Heritage. And this month he is featuring marriage songs about same-sex marriage. So,
okay.
And there's a lot of them. A lot of them. He had to, he had to kind of pick and choose because there's so many good ones out there. So he's got the cream of the crop for you. Saw him tonight at the concert.
Oh, he did.
He and Deborah and a couple other folks from Queer Voices were there enjoying the concert.
Yes.
Yes. It's nice to see JD. He moved out to the Woodlands, you know.
Ah, yes.
So we don't get to see him much anymore.
Yes, all of us that live out in the sticks.
Yes.
New tab.
So, it's time for Roundtable, isn't it?
Yay! And, of course, this week there's nothing on.
So
there's nothing on Color Run this week?
There's nothing on.
There has to be something.
God, I can tell if I spelled correctly. Dub, dub, dub.
Well, yeah, that always helps. See?
And you think, I mean, I'm typing with one hand. I should be used to that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you should be.
Duh.
I'm typing with my... Chris. Well, the thing is this. See, I'm typing with one hand with my right hand.
Oh,
that's the one that's usually busy.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Well, okay. Well, move the keyboard and use your left hand.
You'd be doing it all perfect.
Just move the keyboard over.
Remind me never to shake your hand again.
Hey, Chris, put the keyboard on the other side of you. Maybe that'll help.
You gotta love...
Pride and Beyond.
When you go to the Daily Rotten and they've got these cutesy story headlines for these things.
Yes.
And when the first one comes up, behold, glorious Soviet enema monument.
An enema monument.
I'm leaving that one alone. No.
That is cute. I want to see.
There's not enough money in the world.
A statue is to be unveiled to an enema as they help. But there's no picture.
Oh,
thanks, the goddess, for small favors.
Yes.
It's on good.
He's in Moscow.
Ooh, he's
unfortunately, my friend's no longer in Russia, so I can't get him to...
Take a picture of you for you.
Doris comes up to visit.
Is there anything noteworthy tonight?
Which one? Open wall. Oh, open wall.
I didn't realize this.
Whoops.
June 22nd is the anniversary of Judy Garland's death.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
That would be today.
Oh, yeah. She died in 69?
That would be today.
She died in 1969 because...
The week later is when they had the funeral.
Funeral, and that was what precipitated Stonewall.
So here we are, 39 years later.
So Stonewall happened in this 1970?
69.
I thought it was...
It happened the day of her funeral. Quote from Judy, "When I die, I have visions of fags singing over the rainbow and the flag at Fire Island being flown at half-mast."
Well, fags may have been singing that.
Oh, no, she wasn't.
Fags may have been singing that night, but there was an awful lot of screaming going on. Yelling, screaming, burning of police vehicles, you know.
Probably other things, too.
That's funny.
Well, it's...
No, not that. He was reading another headline.
Yeah.
Sheep lover on the lamb.
Oh, God.
Oh.
That was funny.
Hold on. Let's see if we can finally make a comment.
I have a friend
that
who
was
would
a
really
bad
appreciate
joke.
That story.
Yeah, the link is bad, but, you know.
Oh, it's a bad one?
Yeah. I was trying to make sure, you know. I want to make sure it's straight, you know. I want to make sure it's straight bestiality, not homosexual bestiality.
Yeah, let's not give us any more of a bad name. What, you didn't like my bad joke?
Elderly porn blowing up in Japan.
No.
Thank God. No. Finally, I have a good reason for saying, thank God Japanese porn uses pixelation.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, here we go. Here's lovely breeding stories.
Aww.
Although we did have to thank the breeders. Carson at the concert asked us, you know, if there's a straight couple near you, thank them, because without straights we wouldn't have gays.
Oh, the
no, not that.
Just for the record, that's getting less and less true with the advent of technology.
Artificial insemination.
Yeah, like I said, that's, you know, when Mary Cheney, you know, why was Thanksgiving dinner dry? Why was the Thanksgiving turkey dry over at Cheney's household a couple years ago?
Because
the turkey baster was
Mary forgot to return the turkey baster. As summer vacation begins, 17 girls at Gloucester High School are expecting babies. More than four times the number of
17.
Part of the reason is in this small fishing town. As officials started looking into the matter, as an unusual number of girls began filling into the office clinic to find out they were pregnant, supposedly they took a pact.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That was all over the news. And I think they need to be beaten severely, but that's okay.
Took a pact for what?
To all get pregnant.
And then they were going to get together and all take care of each other's children as a group.
None of the girls were older than 16 and confessed to making a pact to get pregnant and raise their babies together. The story got worse. One of the fathers is a 24-year-old homeless guy.
Ooh.
Devil
homeless.
So. They say he's 24. He's probably like...
Okay, just for the record. Ew!
I'm right through when Wanda Sykes' joke she made tonight there. She was doing a comedy show on a gay cruise, surrounded by thousands of gay men, and she had her quote-unquote girlfriend with her, who was going to go to swimming. And Wanda said, no, don't you go in there. That's like dick soup over there. You know, you go in there, and 9 months later, we're going to be on the Maury Povich show trying to find out who's the baby daddy.
Oh my God.
It's so sad it's true.
That would be, except for all that chlorine.
Let's see, Maury Povich. Who's the other one?
If Maury Povich does one more damn thing about who the baby daddy, I'm going to have a fit. It's all who the baby daddy, or is it a man or a woman?
It has something to do with the men in the white suits.
Yeah.
We'll leave the three initials out.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Larry Roach hates payday. Because he knows one thing. $1,250 in alimony for something he calls disgusting and unnatural. It's his ex-wife's sex change. It goes basically paying for steroids, testosterone, maintaining a beard, mustache, and penis. After 18 years of marriage and a divorce, Larry's wife Julia became Julio. It was a slow transition, but one that's very real when you look at the petite woman who is now a bearded man. Once upon a time, I was sleeping with that person, you know, kissing, making love with that person. And, yeah, it grosses me out. Larry met Julia on a blind date arranged by his mother's friend. The date went so well that Julia asked him out again, and 3 months later, the two were married. Larry began noticing strange things about his wife's appearance. She cut her hair very short and got multiple tattoos. While that was odd but not shocking, what surprised Larry was the night he caught Julia on the couch injecting herself with testosterone.
Wow.
Then came the beard. Saw a 5 o'clock shadow and thought, damn, she needs to shave.
So what?
She was transitioning while married to him.
Right.
Oh my.
I've seen that happen before.
Yeah, they do it on the honeymoon night, though, don't they?
It wasn't until after the divorce when Larry did some research on his ex that got into an accident, and Larry found out that Julia is now Julio. His ex-wife was listed as a male in the police report.
Surprise.
Any man's ex-wife does not have a beard, mustache, and penis. Apparently, he's just a little jealous.
This sounds like an episode of Jerry Springer gone very wrong.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's kind of redundant. Really that is there an episode of that show that goes right?
I've seen one.
I don't think so.
But no, he's probably just jealous because hers is bigger.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So is he being forced to pay for...
He's paying alimony, and so the alimony payments that he's making is going...
She's using for to become he.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
So he's trying to fight to get those removed.
I think he needs to get over it.
What's done's done?
It's like, cope. what he does with the money after he gets it, or she, depending on what...
Depending on how you want to look at it.
They're at in the process.
Sounding more
I
like
assume is her... Or
sounds like more
business.
Than halfway through the process.
Yeah, true.
Well, apparently we all have women's brains now.
Okay.
What else do you...
Yeah. According to a...
I thought I had my own, thank you.
...study, waiting for this to pop up here. Gay men and heterosexual women... have similarly shaped brains.
Yeah, we've known that for quite a few years.
Lesbians and heterosexual men show the same pattern. Striking similarities between the brains of gay men and straight women have been discovered by neuroscientists, offering fresh evidence that sexual orientation is hardwired into our neural circuitry. Scans reveal homosexual men and heterosexual women have symmetrical brains, with the right and left hemispheres almost identical in the same size. Well, almost exactly, I'm sorry, exactly the same size. Conversely, lesbians and straight men have asymmetrical brains in which the right hemisphere is slightly larger than the left. Scientists at the prestigious Stockholm Brain Institute in Sweden also found that they will purchase crappy items from IKEA.
Do what?
I was just making sure you're still paying attention.
It worked!
I want to see who this is.
Okay, my Jedi powers kicked in.
Yeah.
I shall return.
Don't threaten me.
Please don't threaten us like that. I've been scarred enough for one day.
Virgin, and may it come soon.
I love you like my luggage, and I leave that in the closet.
I love you. I love you. Could you
pick up the... Virg, go away.
Can I borrow your stick, your staff?
No, we are not... That thing's made of walnut. I am not cracking that thing on his head.
Afraid it'll break?
I'm afraid the stick will break. Because nothing else is broken that staff. But that head, my.
That exactly. Melon.
Anyhow.
So that came out. And, of course, the women on The View talked about that.
Oh, for crying out loud, this thing has been a... It's. They should know this is like. There's got to be a biological component somewhere.
Oh, almost forgot.
Whoa. These headphones can get really wonky sometimes.
I turned on the television today, and it was Gay Men's Heaven.
Ooh.
On Channel 2.
Really?
Gymnastic trials.
That was part two.
Oh.
What was part one?
Diving.
Ooh. Yay.
Tomorrow is more diving.
Where are the soccer players?
They don't have tryouts.
Damn it.
Damn.
There is a 15-year-old. He didn't look 15. He looked 19, 20. That's what I'll tell the judge. who is in the running in the diving competition.
Uh-huh.
So it's like I'm slipping through going, diving, and the next week is swimming and track and field. It's like, must set DVR. Must set DVR.
I wonder who the next Greg Louganis will be.
Must get DVR.
Chris will be coming in to the show walking funny for the next few weeks.
Won't be able to use my hand, but hang on. I'll be doing more left-handed typing.
PBS did a gay thing story this week. I don't know what show it was. I don't know if it was, you know, one of their regular shows or something, or it was special, because I caught it, like, after the opening credits. But they did a story on gay kids and their parents and the coming out process with their parents.
Must not be a pledge drive. That's time for them.
It wasn't.
It must be that week that they're not doing the pledge drive, because they never do queer programming during
pledge. I was going to say, when aren't they doing a pledge drive?
It was actually kind of interesting, because... In this particular case, they were talking to parents who, for the most part, most of the parents didn't freak out. They may have had like an immediate kind of what the moment, but most of these parents, they had a really broad cross-section of ethnic backgrounds, too. There was like a Native, there was one kid who had a Native American dad. There was an Asian family of some variety, they also discussed in that how their cultures played into how they reacted to their children coming out to them and stuff. One was like one of those conservative Christian families, and you know. And that kid was just freaked. That one was just freaked out that mom and dad were going to go, you know, into orbit around Jupiter. But actually it turned out better than he thought. It was just kind of an interesting show, and I was like, oh yeah, it's June. Yeah, it's nice to know PBS has noticed it's June. That's nice.
Well, PBS does. It's Houston, yes. PBS that's a little harder, you know.
Yeah, well, this was Houston PBS.
I know, but
I was shocked.
You know, In the Life comes on
once a month at
worse hours than we've got.
Although I have noticed that they have moved it an hour. It instead of coming on at like 1 a.m, it's like midnight.
Ooh. To confuse people even more.
And they have a brand new... They did... The most recent one I saw did an interview with Judy Shepard.
Ah.
They have a new host in everything this season, who's a guy with two first names. His name is Michael Billy. And
Michael,
he's kind of cute. Yeah. Anyhow, he interviewed... Judy Shepard. It was kind of cool.
You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Yeah, I was kind of a surprise. I didn't know it was coming on. I hadn't even seen an advertisement for this. Yeah.
Quell Supri.
Yeah, exactly.
What's surprising is we haven't heard anything about Judy in a long time.
So, yeah. Although, she came to Houston recently.
Did she?
To do stuff. Yeah, she was at Rice University.
Yeah. Yeah. When
actually,
was this?
She did a couple of weeks, like a month ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe's butt will be a scorcher on Broadway.
Meaning? Uh-oh.
Daniel Radcliffe bringing his nudity to Broadway in the fall for Equus. Will likely be toning up a bit in the next few months.
Yay.
He does have a cute...
Everything?
Everything.
Yes. Stopping by the Gift Lounge before Sunday's Tony Awards, the Harry Potter star seemed too mindful of his new scenes in Equus due here in the fall and grabbed himself a scorcher butt machine. They don't have things like this in England, he told us. We never get gifts.
What in the hell is a scorcher butt machine?
I clicked the link. I had to find out.
I'm guessing it's probably the English version of Suzanne Summers.
No, it's
butt master, thigh master.
It's basically something.
Can they have a picture of it?
I guess I'm gonna have to book a trip to New York so I can see this.
But it's online here. It's.
Anybody want
to
join me?
Go to Prada.
Yes.
For women and for athletes.
Well, up here's a men's button.
When does the next movie come out?
What the product is.
Soon, actually.
The Scorcher. It's designed primarily for women. Offers 23 wide. Basically, it's...
Some type of exercise equipment, possibly?
Yeah.
That's the general idea.
He's virgin. He's not familiar with exercise equipment.
I was going to say, virgin, how do you know about that stuff?
Oh, that's one of those...
You know, it looks like a torture device. I think I saw it at Abu Ghraib.
I'm not going anywhere with any of that. I was actually going to say I have an exact replica of Daniel Radcliffe at home. He goes by the name of Robert, you know. And if you look at the two side by side, it's really funny. They look the same.
Do they now?
Rob just needs to tone up a little bit, and he would look like Daniel Radcliffe. A little bit older.
And shave.
I might have to...
No.
We'll have to do this side by side comparison next time.
Well, shave the face,
yes, his face.
Their bodies are very similar if you were to tone up.
I could probably see that. Yeah.
You know, seeing as they're both British and all. I don't know. It might have something to do with that.
Except that yours doesn't speak with a pronounced British accent.
Well, that's because he's lived in America most of his life.
Yes.
Go figure.
Going home to his mom, that's fun stuff.
Got that heavy British accent, does she?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Heinz Company has premiered an ad in the UK for its Deli Mayo, which features a New York deli chef in the kitchen preparing lunch for the kids and the other parent as they head off to school and work. The concept behind the campaign is the product tastes so good, it's as if you have your own New York deli man in your kitchen. Well, what it shows is a deli guy preparing the sandwich and then gets kissed by the hubby on the way out the door.
Ew.
And there is a video.
Yeah, but I don't know how well the video is going to work on.
I
just
want to
see.
Oh, is it playing?
Don't get your hopes up there.
I don't hear any audio.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just not fair.
Well, we're loud, and then we'll push play.
It's not coming up. The sound's not coming out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go to YouTube or go to Toll the Road and you can find it.
It just irritates me. The Puritans, for however they were about as pure as the driven slush.
Or is that go driven ahead. On?
And, not in there. But anyhow. They,
whatever.
And yet, we live.
Well, whatever.
Even English TV and English people are notoriously supposed to be stiff upper lip, sort of not particularly emotional types, and yet their TV stuff still gets away with more than what we
get. I personally prefer a stiff on an upper lip, not a stiff upper lip.
But I mean, for crying out loud, one of the guys who ended up playing one of the hobbits was in an English TV series, a short-lived English mystery thing, with the same woman who was on Keeping Up Appearances. And you get to see him naked. Ooh. In the episode where he appears, he's in a shower. You see his booty and everything.
Which hobbit was this?
I think it was Monahan.
Well, there's one.
I
forget where I got off this one website that they showed a British show that the character is supposed to be playing teenagers.
Uh-huh.
And the one guy, he's probably 22 in real life. You see his naked ass in the whole, in this whole scene. And they're talking about it because it's a weird scene. He works as a mascot in one of the in an amusement park, and they stole his clothing, and he doesn't wear anything under his uniform. So he's standing there naked in front of a couple of his friends that he was going to get free passes to go in, and the discussion they're having is normal teenage talk there, but it's strange that there's a show you wouldn't think of it. Someone who's playing a 15 or 16 year old on television showing their ass,
mm-hmm.
or even in a movie.
You know, that country has had many a years on us to realize who gives a flying
monkey's do.
Yeah,
yeah.
Person on a trapeze.
But besides them.
Right, Jimmy?
Nice one. Oh.
Who gives a flying FCC? Someone on a trapeze.
There you go.
You know, we're talking about the people who started their religion so that they could be free of, caring what the rest of religion thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and we want to say we started a country.
Of course, this was
religious freedom.
This is a guy who started a whole new religion because the church let him divorce his wife so he could marry his mistress. But okay,
It's a little difficult to can't keep cutting their heads off.
Yeah, well,
although I will say this, Henry VIII looks a lot better on Showtime than he does.
Yeah, hello.
In the gallery.
and I love it. Henry VIII is known. Absolutely known for decapitating wives. He only did that to two out of the six.
Well, first off, he had six wives, none of them at the same time.
None of them at the same time.
I personally find a problem with.
Yes. And his
of course
sixth,
you would.
And for crying out loud, his sixth wife outlived him. He died. He was still married to his sixth wife when he
Let's do one more topic here, and then we'll regroup a little bit.
Anyhow. What up?
Regroup?
What do you got?
Play a little music. Michael Savage.
Oh, name.
We haven't heard from him in such a long time.
I know.
Isn't that a good thing?
Who is he?
Michael Savage.
Didn't he write a book?
Before, yeah.
Inside Out or something like that?
He wrote a book a long time ago about stuff like holistic medicine.
Oh, okay.
Seriously. Mm. That's what his doctorate is in.
Anyhow.
Michael Savage is that...
The loving
guy
the
who
in.
Got kicked off MSNBC because he went on an anti-gay rant on his radio show.
Yeah.
Michael Savage has unleashed some particularly disgusting anti-gay nonsense on his radio show this past week. Quote, I had to explain to my young son, well, this was a call-in, I guess. I had to explain to my young son why these two men were holding hands the other day, said one caller on the June 16th broadcast. Savage replied, you've got to explain to the children, ellipsis,
why God told these people that this was wrong. You have to explain to them that in the time of mental rape that's going on, our children's minds are being raped by the homosexual mafia. That's my position. They're raping our child's minds.
Oh.
Homosexual mafia.
I didn't know we had one.
Yeah, they break the legs on your coffee table. Do you know how hard it is to find Prada's concrete to put your to make your shoes out of?
And they carry their Tommy guns, which, by the way, are pink metallic, in fuzzy pink violin cases.
But I want to know, who's the leader of the gay mafia.
Me.
No.
It must be me. I'm the Sicilian.
Okay,
here.
the worst part about the gay mafia is the fact the kiss of death does take about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
more tongue.
I was going to say, where does that kiss of death take place?
Well, did you have to ask that question?
Actually, are we allowed to say where that place is on
No.
Air?
Probably not.
Can you kiss him in the ass? Play the song, do you take it in the ass? You can say ass.
Well, I wasn't thinking that area.
Do a 180 or flip the road? Or
take your pick, I don't care.
Well, like we said before, you know, if you take it the wrong way, then you need to turn around.
Will and Grace, they said that leader of the gay mafia was Elton John.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, y'all remember that episode, don't y'all?
I think so.
Anyhow.
But it would work.
Earlier that day, another caller called in to discuss same-sex marriage. Said Savage, it's not a joke when you pervert an institution like marriage, which is in enough trouble. It's not a joke. Our children are being destroyed by this. It's a very important story. The children don't know what to make of it. Children 9 and 10 are saying, I'm gay. They don't even know what it means. It's a giant propaganda machine trying to pervert children.
Right.
Why is it always that we're perverting children? I never understood that in all my years.
Because they think we're trying to make them gay.
I mean, if you think about it this way. Think about it this way. We're the ones perverting the children. However, if you take a look at the statistics of the average pedophile, they're not in the least bit gay.
They're straight.
They're straight.
And related,
yes.
Straight Caucasian males.
And just, you know.
So who's perverting the children here?
Every time I hear this God, this God argument, it's, I'm like, I just want to say, if the likes of a Harvard minister / teacher and Archbishop Desmond Tutu,
interesting,
can accept homosexuals as part of God's kingdom, I think the rest of the world just needs to get the FCC over it. I'm sorry. I mean, I just read a thing. I just read a thing in the Advocate the other day with a story on Desmond Tutu.
Yeah.
Who's like a god who, and he says, and I roughly semi quote, if a god who hates or discriminates against homosexuals is not a god I would serve.
Yeah. I've always said, you know, you talk about an all-powerful and an all-loving God. So if it's an all-powerful God, and you're listening, Fred, can you hear me, Fred? Listen. If
a little bit closer.
If it was truly an all-powerful God and didn't like homosexuality, wouldn't God just go, boom, on? Never knew of it, never heard of it. If God was truly against abortion and it's an all-powerful God, then on.
We need to get a group of people from different varying religions in the gay community and go, you know, sort of do a show about that one of these times.
So people like Fred and Michael and all the rest of you, if your God isn't powerful enough to go and be gone, I'm sorry, you got a pussy for a God.
And on that note,
I'm sorry that you don't have a powerful enough God to do the work.
He's a wuss.
Because this is supposed to be the same God that smote Sodom and Gomorrah, bitch slapped them down, and you know, what's Fred
dumped what, dumped an entire sea on top of Atlantis. You know, the Egyptians. I mean,
hey, you know,
created the earth in 7 days.
And what's this God do to get the pissed off people? He took out a couple of Boy Scouts, which Fred Phelps will be protesting their funeral. The Boy Scouts that were killed in the tornado in Iowa.
There we go.
Mm. What were they, gay?
Anyhow.
No, it's just because, you know, God hates everyone but Fred Phelps.
Obviously.
And, as I've already said, Fred Phelps, you're God's a pussy.
Okay, so what are we playing? What I saw you fiddling with music. So
oh, yeah. I'm guessing. Jimmy gave me 3 CDs to play.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a song that I got to hear tonight, live.
What's
really?
That?
Without the German.
Ooh.
It was weird hearing it without the German. I was so used to hearing it with the German.
And what song would that be?
99
Blue?
No. Please, they don't even play that song. Whenever VH1 occasionally plays music, they don't even play that song on the one-hit wonders.
Anyhow, go on.
Dude,
what?
Come on, enlighten us, enlighten us.
From Erasure, Andy Bell was here in Houston tonight.
Really?
Ooh.
He was at the True Colors concert. Did an a cappella song with Cyndi Lauper, who I will say this much. She's just now recently turned 55, as in like 3 hours ago. To have her energy and her spunk at age 55, God love her.
Hello. Yeah.
So.
Can we get some of that?
I don't know what she had, but she was.
Whatever she's got, I want it.
I mean, she climbed up the stage where there was no stairs.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
So.
So what are we playing?
Andy Bell, when he was with Erasure, did a little song called Ooh L'Amour.
Ooh.
Oh, that is a good song.
So. We're going to play that. Like I said, we heard it live earlier. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude.
This heist. Ooh L'Amour.
I grew up out in the country, spreading my wings wild and free, learning about life from Mother Nature, doing what comes naturally. Two little boys, 8 years old, cousins on my daddy's side. Me and Bobby Wayne, friends from birth, playing out in the woods. Bobby Wayne looked at me right in the eye, smiles a crooked smile and says, wanna do what our mamas and daddies do. Somehow I knew just what he meant, 'cause we were out in the country, spreading our wings wild and free, learning about life from Mother Nature, doing what comes naturally. Later on, 16 by now, slowly becoming men. Me and Bobby Wayne hunting in the woods, he looks at me and grins. He walks right over, grabs me by the arm, touches my face and says, come over here, let's do what grown men do. I've been doing it ever since, 'cause we were out in the country, spreading our wings wild and free, learning about doing what comes naturally. Years have come and gone, just me and Bobby Wayne played around in the woods. I moved to the city, I found me a man. Bobby Wayne, you taught me good, 'cause we were out in the country, spreading our wings wild and free, learning about life from Mother Nature, doing what comes naturally. Out in the country, spreading our wings wild and free, learning about life from Mother Nature, doing what comes naturally.
It's simple math.
Blank you, Chris. Blank you.
Boy George, performing soon once again for the sanitation workers of New York City.
Oh, hi.
He's giving a...
Oh, yeah, he's doing community service, didn't he?
Well, he did that a couple years ago, and then he...
What's he doing community service for this time?
No, it's not a community service. He's just doing a concert for them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like that song.
Oh, the two chords.
Because you believe in that philosophy of cheapness and beauty.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't the one that I was...
Oh, here they come, here they
my
come.
My favorite on that, well, my favorite is Unfinished Business. But I think the best one on this album is Same Thing in Reverse.
Isn't he just too cute, though? That's Corey Haim.
Yeah,
and he is such an a-hole.
No, he's not.
When did we hang the Wreck of Lamb in here?
Huh?
When did we hang the Wreck of Lamb in here? It's cold.
It still says 72 degrees in here.
Wait a minute. Did I just hear him say something about somebody being cute?
Corey Haim.
Yeah,
and you said he was an a-hole?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I haven't seen his a-hole. He hasn't. I saw his. Well, you know, he didn't show his a-hole, but he's shown. He's been
actually both not of them that are pretty worthless.
Not that challenging your reality ever does any of us any good.
I saw two of those segments, and they're just. I don't care about these people.
Let him finish.
I'm sorry.
The not that challenging your reality does any of us any good because you live in your own special universe.
Yes, we know
yes,
this
I
too.
But where? But in what universe does the fact that somebody's cute negate that they're a raving jackass?
He was cute, you know, back when he was.
There are lots
doing
of cute people who are raving cute jackasses. Yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer was cute, but he wasn't serial.
Hey. Don't talk about my man like that. He had cute guys over for dinner, and they stayed the night.
They stayed more than the night. The problem is they stayed the night in his refrigerator.
And he always swallowed. Can you complain?
Hey, they was cute. Though.
Robert Chambers, the preppy murderer. Really cute. But a killer.
Hey, Gacy had good choices in guys.
Oh, John Wayne Gacy?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I watched this thing a couple weeks ago. I get a station called the Crime and Investigation Network.
Oh,
how nice.
Yeah. Apparently, A&E decided, you know, let's give Bill Curtis his own network because he does so much for us anyway.
Yeah. And they have so much material.
I don't know why they didn't call it the Bill Curtis Network.
Yeah.
Go figure.
So...
Moving on.
Jimmy's putting his head down on that one.
Yes.
So we had that. And Doug Stevens and the Outband with Out in the Country.
Ah, yes, an old favorite and the song of Rainbow, D Clowns.
Didn't
it's the only song that Rainbow ever requested.
Okay,
didn't Doug Stevens die?
Yes.
Isn't he passed?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it would be really nice
Doug
if
Stevens, has he passed away?
No!
I thought you said he was.
Uh-uh.
Years ago.
No.
We talked about it on the air and everything.
No, not Doug Stevens. Sid Spencer.
Oh. The other queer cowboy.
The other queer cowboy.
Yeah.
Well, I knew Sid Spencer.
The other one.
Yeah.
And started that off with Andy Bell and Erasure. Oulamour.
Oulamour. Yes.
Yes, wasn't I in high school when that song came out?
I don't know what the hell he was wearing tonight.
I don't know, were you?
That was so 70s.
Did they have...
It's like acid wash jeans.
High schools when the dinosaurs roamed the earth?
Actually, he looked like a Palomino. A blue and white Palomino.
From where I was sitting, it looked like he was wearing some BMX racer outfit.
They were skin tight, by the way.
Oh, my God.
And boy, doesn't he look buff.
You
How
can
the hell
tell?
Would I know?
Oh, my God.
You can tell.
I was up the hill trying to get the blood out of my eyeballs.
That man has been working out.
Who are we talking about? What?
Andy Bell. From
yeah.
Oh.
And the sweat was just glistening off of his shoulders.
Dude, I saw the picture in here.
Okay, that's...
That
Carrot thing. Top works out, too. What's your point? I mean...
Okay, when he I was. Home, I'm gonna have to look up here.
He was hot looking tonight.
Yeah.
Did you take Jimmy with you?
Yeah. Well, he had a lot better seating.
Oh, okay.
I had a seat.
He had a seat.
He had a seat.
Yeah.
What were you doing? Standing in the back?
I was sitting on the hill.
Did they let you sit in the gimp seat?
I was in row X.
Oh, this was at the pavilion?
Duh. Yeah.
Okay.
I was on the grassy knoll.
Oh, so you were the one in the grassy knoll.
Yeah. He had the nosebleed seats, apparently.
I was center stage. You know, so you know, when the light hit Joan Jett, I was blinded.
Yes. And let me tell you, I have more breasts than Joan Jett.
That's disturbing.
That is disturbing. Yeah, and
Carson tried to find a lesbian to go to sponge her down after the
And apparently Joan Jett does not shave under her arms.
Ew.
Why does this surprise you?
This is a woman who has a leather pride emblem on her guitar.
Why is
well,
that
you not? Go, girl.
Go figure on that one.
You go, girl.
Well, she was wearing leather.
And she had that on her prominently on her guitar the year that she played Sturgis. 10,000 straight bikers watching her and getting off, and she had the leather pride flag. They didn't even know what it was.
Well, you just frillin' go, girl.
The only word that comes to mind is duh.
Yeah, hello. Oh, I mean, that's so Joan cute. Jett. That's right up there. I'm expecting Joan Jett, Pat Benatar. Any one of those I'd expect to be wearing. You know.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun going to that. You know, I would have grabbed a CD.
I know, but we had but to get out of there and get over. Yeah.
It wasn't just that. You know, when you walked in to the pavilion, and you see past where they were selling all the stuff for the concert, and you start seeing the big signs at each one of the booths telling you what the prices were for stuff.
I never get to go to
$35 for a T-shirt? Hello.
My eyes stopped there when I saw the $10 for a beer.
Yeah.
But then again, I bought the $11 30. Margarita.
Did the guy buy you one?
The yard margarita.
Yes.
Which was only about a foot tall.
Yes.
They use AOL inches.
I was going to say, they must
be. Inches, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never paid, in my lifetime, I don't think I've ever paid more than $15 for a concert T-shirt.
Well, I don't even look at the concert T-shirt.
When's the last time you were at a concert, honey?
Back when Cindy Lauper had the career the first time.
from telling the truth.
When all the people on the stage, except for the first person, had a musical career in the first
It
person.
Depends on what you mean by a concert. I did. I was at the Tori Spelling concert with Scott.
On purpose?
Came. Yes. Scott loves Tori.
Why?
Was this before or after he got his chip?
This was only a few months ago.
After.
Okay. What does she do?
He's gotten a great many chips.
Acts badly?
She sings. It's called music.
She sings.
You do know about
one
music.
One moment, please.
After all, you know somebody who's drilled queer music into your head. Anybody.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here's the scary part. Hold on. We're gonna answer this question for Jimmy.
Oh, my God. Got something that she
you
has...
a song that she's...
Okay,
done?
Just for the record...
Was that for
Chris, you do
the
not.
The last... To answer your question,
yes.
Miss Smarty Pants. Before that, the last rock and roll concert
yes.
of a sort that I had ever been to...
Yes.
And the only other one I'd ever been to... Tina Turner Private Dancer Tour, 1985.
Okay, hold on. We need to answer this question for Jimmy.
I was in high school.
I have to turn off the mics in here so that Jimmy can hear this.
I've heard that all the world's a stage, and we are only players acting out some predetermined pain. But it is lonely as can be, with nobody opposite me.
Well,
then, enter you, voila, it's showtime. You brought the house down with a dance and a dum-diddy.
That is the loveliest, flattest voice I have ever heard.
Who strangled the cat?
Who sang this in a movie?
That's right. Trick.
Was she supposed to be singing badly in this movie?
Yeah. I got all about that.
I don't. Where else would I pull this up from, you know?
Yeah. I forgot all about that.
And if she,
dear
if
God,
she sang like that, she that wouldn't ever any. Get a trick.
Yeah. Dear God.
I haven't seen that movie yet.
I had totally that. Blocked that out of my mind until you played that and I heard the song.
I love the fact that that is a movie about a guy trying to get laid and...
not succeeding.
And not succeeding.
Oh, let me see.
But didn't they say at the end of the movie that
the
they eventually
correct.
Did... get
well,
together.
He called. Well, they kept trying to, and the guy gave him the phone number, and he actually called.
I remember
him
all
actually
that.
The correct phone number.
Yeah, and, but they I think they said they had a text at the end of it saying that they actually did finally end up getting together,
I mean,
and having a successful relationship too.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, there's three songs I play on this CD. There's a Dance Mix version of Dreamweaver.
Yes, that's one of your favorites. I don't know why, but
Dance Mix version of I Am Woman. And of course, the ever popular "Como te gusta mi pinga."
Oh, yes, certainly on my top 10 list. Yes,
I don't know why, because you're never here when I play it.
I didn't. I wasn't talking about the song.
Why
is that not surprising?
The activity, I believe, not the song.
Again, why does that not surprise us?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to pass out from not surprise of that statement of Jimmy's.
So was that
in fact, the last time we played it was when
Jimmy
I did our penis triple threat.
You seen me with pingas?
Several times, dear. Several
I
times.
I think I sent you a copy
right here,
of that.
In fact.
I think I sent you a copy of that picture.
What?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, actually you
right
did.
Uh-huh.
Right, it's still
there.
In my email, in fact.
Right up there.
Okay, stop.
Right in there.
Yeah. All I have to say is, ever since that day, we haven't seen him back, have we?
No.
Nah.
Fell off the planet, for all I know.
Well, who did? Who fell off the planet?
Yeah, Jimmy scared the boy away.
Which boy?
Who? Which one this time?
Lorenzo.
Now, listen, I was not the only bad actor with... in that situation. So I don't think you can blame it just on me.
There's probably a reason you haven't seen Lorenzo.
Well, supposedly he's living down in Lake Jackson, but I don't know.
There's too many people who would like to string
people
him
actually
up.
Actually live in Lake Jackson?
Well, I'm not to call it living.
There are too many people who would like to string him up and not in that happy sort of bondage kind of way.
Can they hear us out there? We may not.
They can hear us out a bit. Oh.
I can say that we have never had a pledge of support from anyone in Lake Jackson.
Well, that's a good point anyway.
Big deal. We don't get a pledge of support from people in the Montrose.
I'm coming door to door from now on.
Jimmy?
I don't believe...
I realize that usually I don't have... you, of all people, don't need to be instructed in this,
yes.
But swallow, honey. Swallow. Don't spit.
Yes, I was taking a drink of a
beverage.
Beverage, yes, yes.
And I informed Jimmy of the truth.
Yes.
God help me. I have a nasty habit of bringing the truth in.
Yeah, you know, every time you do that, it just throws the whole universe out of kilter.
I know.
Is that outside voice of his again?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would require... Wait a minute. Outside voice would require the idea that he has an inside voice.
You do. Always listen to your inside voice. Until it tells you to pick up an axe.
There you go.
Okay, let me ask everyone here this.
Then I need to stop listening.
Is it just me, or have I not seen a whole lot of advertising for Pride Parade and Pride activities this year?
Bingo!
I saw very
give
little.
Give the man a cigar.
In fact, I didn't even see that much in... I forget the name of the
I didn't even know there was going to be a Pride magazine till I found one.
And it was so skinny.
Yeah.
As compared to last year's.
Because I was talking to one of the guys at work.
Well, things gotten skinnier every year.
Well, what's amazing is I was talking to one of the guys at work, and he pulled out our monthly publication.
Uh-huh.
And he was looking for the lineup of what was going to go on with the parade and everything, and there was no lineup. listed. And he's like, there's always a lineup in this.
Yeah.
And there wasn't one.
Because it's on a diet.
It was like, holy crap.
Yeah, well.
Well, in the Pride magazine, actually, they have to have that information to a national organization, like in January. So, the Pride, the lineup is impossible because the deadline, like, is just
like
a couple
months of
months.
Well, obviously, there's no organization whatsoever.
It doesn't seem like it.
I mean,
at least not anymore. I don't know.
I've seen better organization with a group of snails.
I mean,
now,
okay, I found the pamphlet.
Do you remember when the Pride magazine was like the Gutenberg Bible? I mean,
yes,
this thing was.
You dropped it and the whole building would shake?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
The other problem is, I have copies of it at home. We don't have a weekly publication anymore.
And that drives me insane.
You know, and that's crazy because.
We've
got a lot of information in a weekly publication.
And that's what drives
me insane.
You know what's
crazy is because there's a. Like Fort Lauderdale, which is much smaller than Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And has a much smaller gay population than Houston.
But larger per capita.
Has a weekly, and I kid you not, comes out religiously on the same day of the week, every week, gay publication. And you find that magazine in some of the most unlikely places, like one of the places of business. I will not mention that on the air. One of the places of businesses that I worked at,
mm-hmm.
that you would never think to see a gay publication. It was actually in the periodicals right there, and I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, yes, it is quite a bit thinner, but in their defense, you know, because this is somewhat my industry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not parades, printing and publishing. Paper prices have gone through the roof.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Well, just like everything else has.
Yeah.
And so, the root of the problem being, as we all know,
yeah.
George Bush.
Now, to be honest with you,
that's a problem that's soon to be rectified, but it's not going to call. That's not going to help the root of the problem anyway.
If you take the magazine and go to the Houston section,
mm-hmm.
it's not really that much smaller than
what
we had in the past.
Yeah.
You're talking, you know.
I know. I've been in that Houston section.
It's about 30 pages.
Okay.
So it's not that much smaller than what they've had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it, the extra fluff,
is a lot smaller.
Is a lot smaller, but then you're talking about.
But most of it's ads.
True, because you're giving a free publication.
You know?
That's why we don't have The Voice or The Triangle, because when you give a free publication, you only make money off advertising.
Yeah, I know.
You know, the Houston
nobody's
Press,
advertising
when you look at the Houston Press, go through and they may have great news articles in there,
but
half the page is advertising.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what drives the revenue in a free publication.
I know. You know what?
And you know where everybody's advertising these days? Everybody's doing all their advertisements on the net.
Yeah. Because here's the thing.
If everybody is looking for their information, and yes, tons of people do, looking for their information on the net. If that's the case, then how come, if everybody's looking there, how come they seem not to be getting the information that we used to get in The Voice and The Triangle?
And may be because we're used to it in a publication. We're not used to having to go look for it on the net.
And it's, I mean, when it was in a paper you could look at, see what was going on. I mean, everybody knew what the heck was going on in this neighborhood.
Well, you know what's funny,
you
though?
You know, whether it was the monthly publication or the weekly Triangle Twit.
Voice. Not that it's not a great way of putting out the information, but in this day and age where so many people can go on the internet and look up everything that they can, and I'm going to use the current industry that I'm in right now,
mm-hmm.
can look up everything they can about cars that they're going to purchase,
mm-hmm.
and want to purchase, and will walk into a car dealership so well armed that it makes it difficult for the car industry to sell vehicles at a decent price so that everybody's making a living.
Mm-hmm.
But they cannot get on the internet and find information about an event that we all hold dear and near to our hearts right now, the Pride Parade. Yeah. What is up with that?
Yeah.
I mean, we can get on there and find all the porn in the world we want, but we can't get on there and look up the Pride information.
Well,
yeah.
The Pride, in their defense, the Pride Committee puts out emails on a weekly or semi or even more so basis, but you have to be on their email list to get
it. Okay, why are we just doing it in email? Why can't we set up a website that has all the information?
They do.
Right there?
PrideHouston.org.
Yeah. Okay.
But the thing is this. There's not the outlets where you're steering to. I went and looked on one of the local stations, their community calendar. There's no mention of the Pride Parade. We have a parade here that, you know, you get the rodeo parade. You got two different local stations covering the same parade.
Mm-hmm.
We got all the other parades that, you know, they go through town, usually have some sort of broadcast on television.
Yeah.
We have news crews that come down, take pictures of the four protesters.
And they're on, and the segment is what, 30 seconds long at best.
And yeah, we still have this nature. You know, I mentioned it on Lone Star Activist, and no one blinked about it. When gay marriage finally hit this week, and there was all this talk about Channel 2 and the great coverage that they were doing. They had sent a camera crew to follow this one Houston couple that went to California to get married. So I sat up that night, and I watched K-Prick.
Mm-hmm.
And watched their coverage of the gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Lasted 5 seconds?
Well, all the video they showed of people getting married were from a couple years ago when San Francisco did it.
4 years ago when they tried this the first time.
Yeah. Now, every time a couple leaned in to kiss, switched to another couple.
Yep.
They leaned in to kiss, switched to another couple. They could hold hands, they can get close. There was not a single same gender kiss during that special, during their news coverage of the 3 minutes they spent on it. You know, I made the comment that apparently the producers from As the World Turns are moonlighting down here in Houston for the news reports. Because there was not a single kiss in that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I would have known that we were going to have a free segment tonight, I would have pulled it up. But then you get something like what Pacifica did. Mm-hmm. We broadcast a same-sex marriage nationwide this past week. Mm-hmm. I think it was on Thursday.
Wow.
The KPFA found a couple that was willing to get married on air. And so it was broadcast live to anyone along the Pacifica family that wanted to carry that ceremony. And then we've got some, you know, that's the problem we have, is we have a culture that we think we're accepted. Yay, they have gay teens on As the World Turns. We won't let them kiss. Yeah. We had Will and Grace. Yay! You know, Ellen won her fourth daytime Emmy. Yay! Who cares? We have this illusion of acceptance.
Yeah.
And we're buying into it. You know, unfortunately.
As long as people feel like we're, have the illusion of acceptance, they don't do anything, you know, when they're confronted with the fact that we're not.
Yeah.
You know.
I think, I forget what book I read this in, but it was a really good point that was made. I remember what book it was. The book was called Inside Out.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good book. If you've never read it, you should be able to find it on something like half.com or something like that, but it's a really good book. Get it, read it. It talks about a lot of the gay culture.
Mm-hmm.
From small towns to large cities to gay clubs to the white and red parties and all that.
Mm-hmm.
The main point that really stuck home and still sticks in my head today is, and Chris says it, said it when he said we have this illusion of acceptance. If we could take all these people that take and spend all this money on booze and everything else on a weekly basis at these clubs, mm-hmm. and spend all these hundreds of dollars going to the white party, the red party, the blue party, all these parties all around the country and around the world and all this, and take that money and put it towards trying to get what we are trying to achieve for all of us, I think we'd be a lot further ahead.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, you know, the gay marriage debate we have nowadays, really it wasn't the gay community that pushed it that much. It was pushed more by Massachusetts legislature.
But they should.
Mayor Gavin
Newsom.
Gavin Newsom out in San Francisco.
But they should. But the conservative wing nuts sure managed to make it sound like we were the ones pushing the issue.
Because I'll be honest with you, you know, I've joked about it saying before, you know, gay marriage, you know, I would hope we would achieve for something more than a 50% failure rate.
Yeah.
But, you know, I did get a little teary-eyed hearing the story of, you know, doing the gay marriage live on mm-hmm. the Pacifica Network. But, you know, I would love for us to work more that we could walk down the street hand in hand and not get killed rather than walking down the aisle.
Yeah.
I would rather us be able to walk into work and not have to worry about being fired just because of it. Because, you know, mm-hmm. I've said before, I work out in Tomball. And God help it, I'm ready to snap some days. You know? Because I don't know what's going on underneath the hood that's causing people to say what they're saying. And I'm... It's going to be a happy little explosion there when I burst people's bubbles and realize, hey, guess what? You can have a fat fag who's not a lesbian. I can be as big and loud as Rosie, but you know, I'm got a little different packaging.
Yep.
Yeah. We're coming up to the top of the hour. I hope we didn't go with too much of a downer here. Next week, Gay Pride Parade.
Woo!
Look for us in the various floats you'll see. The KPFT, the
Gay Pagans. GLBT Pagan Pride.
I'll be right there with the pagans.
Blessed be. And here,
remember, you know, it's come out, be a part of the family. It's going to be the hot and sweaty night.
Yeah.
Get the lowdown. If you're not going to be able to make it out to the parade, don't forget here on KPFT, you're going to hear the PSA. 9 p.m. next Saturday night to 4 a.m., KPFT becomes truly Keep Playing Fag Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going queer. You better be careful, hon. Coming up to the top of the hour, Dinoco Pasale. It's time now for your PSAs.
Join KPFT on the night of the Pride Parade, Saturday, June 28th, for special programming all evening. We kick it off at 9 p.m. just after the parade starts with Queer Life, Queer Planet, a three-hour LGBT Pride Month special from Pacifica Radio. We will look at pride in the U.S. and internationally with stories of queer people in Bolivia, Nigeria, Cuba, and closer to home. We include thoughtful discussions as well as queer music and social satire, and we look at pride celebrations around the country. And at midnight, KPFT airs Remembering Stonewall, a Pacifica Radio Archives documentary exploring the Stonewall Rebellion, whose anniversary provides the inspiration for these international celebrations. And then stay tuned for After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude from 1 to 4 a.m. Again, KPFT's Pride Programming Marathon starts the night of the parade, Saturday, June 28th at 9 p.m. right here on KPFT Houston.
KPFT, its volunteers, staff, and listeners would like to thank the following restaurants for their continued support of KPFT. When you dine at these restaurants, please say thank you to them for their support of KPFT. Hot Bagel Shop, 2009 South Shepherd, La Strada, 322 Westheimer, Two Rose Restaurant, 2400 University, Chatter's Cafe and Bistro, 140 South Heights Boulevard, The Bombay Brasserie, 2414 University Boulevard, Shade, 250 West 19th Street, The Golden Room, 1209 Montrose, Lennox Barbecue and Catering, 5420 Harrisburg, New York's Pizzeria, 2250 West Holcomb,
If you are a restaurant owner and would like to...
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.